Is another Classic Hits sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
And they'll hand it off to Casperson again over the right side. Makes one man miss. Breaks the tackle to 40, 35, 30. Into the secondary, 20, 15, 10. Benfelt can't push him out of bounds. Touchdown, Casperson. His second one this evening. A 42-yarder on top of a 39-yarder.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference battle from Ravenna as the Blue Jays battle the Centura Centurions. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to run the option, ends up giving it off to Wilkie, gets to the corner, 45, 50, 45, down the sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds at around the 40, and that's one of the biggest plays of the night here for the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Centura is off to the best start in a decade and look to get their first win over the Jays since 2003. Ravenna is coming off a pair of top 10 losses and look to start the defense of their district title with a win tonight. It's the Centurions and Blue Jays coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with sports director Doug Duda and Larry Baker right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It's time for Friday Night Football. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show on a sunny, what has turned out to be an even nicer day than predicted. Little wind, but probably going to go down, and that doesn't really affect anything that happens here at Ravenna, as the football field is pretty much completely sheltered by trees. Beautiful park here at Ravenna as the Blue Jay football team takes on the Centura Centurions. And Larry, for the first time in a number of years, we go into week four with Centura a better record than Ravenna, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to come over and see Centura here this evening. This is a football team that over the last decade has not had a lot of luck, and all you have to do is go back and look at the stats. They haven't had a winning record. 4-4 and 3-5 are the two best records they've had over the last 10 years, and they're off to a 2-1 start this year.
Yeah, they're off to a great start. They're playing good football. You know, a couple of years ago, they made a coaching change there, and they went and got Coach Hansen out of Stanton, who has had perennial top 10 teams. He's been to the state finals, was beaten in the state finals a few years ago, and he's really changed things at Centura. He's getting more kids out. As you look at their roster, they're awful young, but they're young because he's getting more kids out. He's changing the culture there and doing a good job. And it's been a long time since you've seen Ravenna 1-2, period. They've played an incredibly tough schedule, and he graduated a lot of guys over the last couple of years, and so you're seeing that change here.
And you'll hear that from Coach Mark Hudson in our pregame interview tonight about how young the team is. And I think maybe even a little surprising to folks how well they have played. They were a little banged up, and St. Pat's got away from them last week. And I think by the end of the year, we're going to see how good North Platte St. Pat's is. This is a team that was in the state semifinals last year. They lost some kids, but not as many as some of the other teams in the West. And I think they're penciled in for at least a quarterfinal spot, if not a semifinal. Or now maybe the Western favorite with St. Cecilia out of the way. This is a Ravenna team that lost to St. Cecilia 2 weeks ago, and then St. Cecilia lost to Blue Hill in a 7-6 ball game. So that opened a lot of eyes around the area.
Yeah, it did. I mean, when you take the one thing that you'll see out of Ravenna is they're extremely well coached. His defenses, their linebackers don't move their feet unless they're told to. You know, they're very gap sound. They get good fits. So that makes it to where teams like St. Cecilia, teams like St. Pat's, Ravenna can compete with them even in a year maybe when they don't have the best kids. Coach Hudson will always bring a great team to the field even when he's not loaded full of athletes.
And for the first time probably ever, they are not afraid to throw the football. We have joked for years with Coach Hudson about it could be 3rd and 14 and they're still going to run the football. They never have liked to throw the football, but they are throwing it with a little bit of success this year with the quarterback Blake Cremosta.
And that's probably the most interesting part about tonight, Doug, is what you're going to see is really down deep in the core of both of these coaches, they'd like to see zero passes in tonight's game. Centura is going to come out and run a double wing offense, foot-to-foot splits. They're going to want to put the ball in the A and B gap all night long. Ravenna, he's going to want to run a GT guard tackle power game with a ton of option football, running veer, you know, inside veer and midline veer. But the difference is you're not going to see Centura get out of that formation much. You will see Ravenna tonight spread it out and still run that option and spread it out and possibly throw the ball a little bit, to your point. So that is what makes this somewhat interesting tonight, is neither one of these teams wants to throw the ball. But Ravenna will if they're asked to. Centura only has 55 yards passing on the season.
And this is a football team that comes in tonight a little bit banged up. When you pick the games, when you find out who's going on and what's going on, then all of a sudden you go, wow, and Centura has at least five players that are going to be standing on the sidelines with their jersey on, but with jeans on, and some players that Coach Hansen needs out there for this football team. Because right now you start 2-1, you're thinking, let's get into the playoffs. I don't care if it's 6-2, 5-3, 4-4. Let's take our program to the next level. And more kids have been coming out the last couple of years, but they still have a lot of 9s and 10s on that roster, which means loaded with freshmen and sophomore, only 3 seniors for Centura. We'll talk about the injuries later on. We'll take a look at the starting lineups. And coming up next on the New Tech Seed pregame show, chat with the coaches, Greg Hansen of Centura and Mark Hudson of Ravenna. It's Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Getting a chance to look at the Centura football team once again, taking on Ravenna. And head football coach is Greg Hansen. And, Coach, it's no secret that for years, if Centura would have been playing Ravenna, this would have been heavily advantage for Ravenna. They're 1-2, you're 2-1, and maybe the competition is a little bit different, but it is a very winnable football game, I think, for both squads. Then I get all the information from you this week, and you got a few too many injuries. First, tell me about the injuries and how that's changing your football team as you get ready for this game.
Well, you know, in small school Nebraska football, you got to make some changes, and some kids are going to get hurt, and you have to have other kids ready to go. So, you know, we always teach our kids that you got to know 3 or 4 positions, because you might be playing tackle this week, but you might be playing center next week. And so, you know, the kids are ready for that. I think we've got a real solid 13, 14 kids that will be taking most of the snaps in the game tonight. But we feel good about the kids that are going to be out there.
Where do the injuries affect you the most?
Probably in the line. You know, we had some different linemen that had some injuries to their shoulders. Nothing season-ending or anything like that, but just some dinged up. We had a tough game with Ord's JVs and got a couple kids hurt. And then Levi Rosenquist, he had hurt his shoulder against Superior, and he's going to try it tonight. But, you know, we're not full go, but I think we're okay.
Talking with Greg Hansen, the head football coach at Centura. Like you told me before we started, and we've seen under your system, you guys want to run the ball, so you don't ask your quarterback to go back there and chuck it a lot, but you are making some switches there.
Yeah, we all year long, you know, Michael Hansen was the starting quarterback, and he got hurt this summer, hurt his shoulder in a summer camp, and he's been out. Hopefully he's back next week, but we've had two kids that have done a nice job stepping up. Ben Thurs, a senior, plays tight end, but he also took some reps at quarterback, and Travis Holcomb was a really good freshman for us. He started at quarterback the first 3 games, and you know, we just this week Ben kind of stepped up in that position, and hopefully we don't have to do that too many more weeks, as we're kind of expecting Mike Hansen to be back next week.
Well, let's get away from the injury talk and talk about what has got this team to where they are, and that's 2-1. You know, you get that first win on the road in a close game, that can always really kind of change the attitude of any team out there. Talk about how important that was and how the team has played so far.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It was a huge win for us. You know, Twin Rivers is a solid team. They've struggled in the past, but I think they've got a pretty good squad this year, and it was a dogfight. So to come out with a win, that first game got the kids going. Of course, and we saw Sutton, who's a really good team. Second week didn't work out the way we wanted to, but, you know, we're real pleased with the way the kids played against Superior last week.
Talk about Ravenna. I would have thought in the past that this would have been a good matchup as far as practice-wise, because Ravenna's a team for years that runs at 90-95% of the time like you guys do. This year they seem to put the ball in the air a little bit more. Tell me how you're getting ready for them.
Well, you know, Ravenna's Ravenna. You know, they're going to try to run the ball first, but they do have the capability to pass. So, you know, our first and foremost, you know, job is to stop the run and force them into passing. I think they have a very capable quarterback that can make the throws he needs to make. We've just talked to the kids about, you know, they're running this concept, we're going to do this concept, they're going to do that. They run a lot of different plays, so we couldn't really show the kids every single play several times in practice. So we talked about concepts and doing our job, and we're just going to run our base defense, and, you know, hopefully the kids play their responsibilities well, and things turn out okay.
Greg Hansen with us for another minute or two here on the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. I'm looking at defense. Boy, it looks pretty balanced. You don't have one guy that's making all the tackles. In fact, you got seven or eight guys that can do the job for you.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where we've improved the most is defensively. Yardage-wise, we're a little disappointed with, how many yards we're giving up a game. But, you know, we talk to the kids 90% of the time, 9 times out of 10, we're playing attack defense. Everybody's doing their job. That 1 time out of 10, when somebody breaks it on you, that's kind of costing us. So, you know, every week we talk about getting better defensively, but I think the effort's there. We just have to get our focus and discipline a little bit better, and we think that's getting better.
How much emphasis are you going to be leaning on your running backs? Because you have, again, balanced the ball there quite a bit with Jacob and Jake and Levi.
Well, actually, you know, obviously run the double wing. You know, our goal is to run the ball first, and then when they come out, we'll look at what they're doing defensively, and if they're trying to take a certain player away, that's the great thing about the double wing. You have the capability to go the other way, or if they're doing something to stop something, usually, you know, you have another back or another player that where they're overcompensating that you can make some gains that way.
Well, you guys have been putting some points on the board in all three games, even in the loss to Sutton, some points on the board. So I know the Centura fans are liking the way that this thing is turning. And if this game plays out kind of like we think it might, close down to the end, field position, special teams could be a part of it. What about your special teams, your kicking game, your return game, your PATs, things like that?
Well, you know, this year we kind of had the luxury of, Levi is the old-fashioned straight-on kicker, and we use athletic tape and tape his toe up, and he hits real accurate from 30 to 35 yards. So if it comes down to a field goal, we'll feel okay on that. We still squib the ball on kickoff. I just feel like that if we can squib it down to the 30 and make them fall on it, that's better than letting them return it. And then Jake Hickok has done a great job. He started punting last week, and I think he averaged 43.5 yards a kick. Just kicked twice, but he's booming the ball, so we feel pretty good about that too.
Well, Coach, looking forward to seeing the Centurions once again. Should be a great old-fashioned rivalry game, and best of luck tonight throughout the season.
All right, thanks for the coverage.
That's Centura head football coach Greg Hansen joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and talk with Ravenna coach Mark Hudson right after this timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your field that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We get our first look at Ravenna and Centura tonight. And Ravenna head football coach Mark Hudson joins us here as they get ready to take on a conference foe, somebody that has gotten off to a good 2-1 start. And Ravenna 1-2, but boy, St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's the last 2 weeks, going to be hard to find better teams to play than those two, Coach.
Yeah, I tell you what, the NSAA didn't do us any favors at the beginning, especially with a pretty inexperienced club, but, you know, we take it for what it's worth. You know, we've learned quite a bit these last 2 weeks, and, you know, we're excited about our opportunities coming up on, down the road. So, you know, I don't know too many other teams that probably were kind of between those two schools, so to be able to play them both, I don't know how many schools are out there that are going to be able to play them both this year in the regular season, so.
Got a little banged up in the St. Cecilia game. How much did that affect you when you were trying to put together the X's and O's for St. Pat's last week?
Well, I'm not going to lie. We didn't have a very good week of practice, but, you know, that wasn't the primary reason. You know, it would have helped to have number six out there. He's a couple steps faster than the kids that we had back there. And, you know, I think he might have made a play or two that wasn't made, but, you know, on the other hand, I don't think that would have made a difference in the end result. It might have made a difference in the final score. We might have hung around a little bit longer in the first half instead of taking a couple of shots to the face and, you know, being staggered right off the bat. But, you know, overall, they were a better team than us. But, you know, it didn't help our week of preparation.
How's things looking this week as far as how his practice went? How are those kids doing health-wise?
We're getting healthier, and, you know, we're getting better. We still obviously have an inexperienced group, and just as soon as they become experienced, I'm sure they'll be graduating. That's how it works every year. But, you know, the kids, they've had a better week of practice. We've been able to do some things with the health improving that, you know, we think will help us on Friday night. So it's been better.
Mark Hudson, head football coach at Ravenna, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You talk about the youth of this team, but we still have some kids out there whose names we obviously recognize. And I know Josh Boardman is getting a lot of play, a lot of pub right now. You've done some different things with him. What did you see in him that made him the kid that you were going to be able to kind of hang the hat on this year?
Well, I don't want any of our fans to take this wrong, but, you know, it was kind of a desperate times, call for desperate measures thing, and we kind of looked at, you know, the alternatives we had, and we decided that, you know, if we're gonna, you know, he's one of the better football players on our team. There's no arguing about that. And you know, the philosophy was just sitting around in March or April, whenever it was, and thinking, you know, if we're gonna run a ball or we're gonna have any success, we need to put one of our best players, you know, where the ball is gonna be 90% of the time. And so we decided to move him from center to fullback, because he is a fairly athletic offensive lineman, and, you know, he's a guy who can play linebacker for us also and run the field. So we decided, with the amount of kids that we had question marks about, that, you know, the simplest thing to do would be to put him at fullback, run some veer and run some ISO, and, you know, make them stop us.
This is not one of your biggest football teams, I guess, of all time, just looking up and down. Josh, actually, one of the biggest kids on the team. How do you like the way the line has progressed the first 3 weeks on both sides?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm probably a little bit more happy with the defensive line. You know, I think we need to fire the offensive line coach because he's just not figuring it out. You know, it's a little more complicated on offense, and so, you know, the kids need more reps. Defense, you know, they've been able to pin their ears back and really adapt to some tips and tricks that, you know, we've added this year. So I'm actually, you know, fairly pleased. We've been able to stop the inside run pretty well. Even against St. Pat's, there was times where, you know, early in the game, they really struggled to run the ball between the tackles or tight ends. So, you know, I'm fairly pleased with that. Offensive line, you know, we still got a ways to go. We're up and down. So, you know, hopefully we can take another step forward this week.
Chatting here with Ravenna coach Mark Hudson. You mentioned the word trick. Heck, throwing the ball, we always joke about how that might be a trick play at Ravenna, but you guys are actually putting the ball in the air and doing it with some confidence this year with Blake Cremosta.
Yeah, you know, going into the year, we really didn't know what we were going to do at quarterback. We had two options between Thomas and him, and Thomas kind of got banged up at camp right away this summer, so we kind of just had to little baptism by fire for Blake and threw him in there at camp. And, you know, he wasn't scared. He wasn't afraid. And we kind of saw some things that he could do. And he's not quite as fast as Thomas, but he throws a little bit better ball. And his confidence has grown as the year's gone on. And you know, like I said, Thomas sat out last week and Blake, you know, took all the snaps. And, he did a nice job for a sophomore. You know, he still makes some mistakes, but when he gets his feet set and he makes his reads, you know, there's times where he can really put the ball in the money, and I think that's a big difference, you know. And you know, it's taken a lot of heat over the years as far as, you know, the lack of pass calls that we've made here, but you know, the part of that's been the ability to do it, you know, and it's been real easy to make these calls because, you know, as a coach, you do know that it's not a 30-40% chance. You know, he's completing a little bit over 50% of his passes, and that, you know, for a guy like me who's not a gambler and likes to play it safe on the offensive side, you know, that makes it a lot easier to make that decision that, hey, you know, we've got a 50-50 chance of completing this ball rather than a 1 out of 3, and it's better to run it or run a draw. So, you know, we're pleased with it. He's a sophomore. We think he can handle a lot of things. He's a smart kid, and hope to see him continue to mature.
Well, let's talk about the opponent, obviously, here for a minute. Centura, with Coach Hansen, has been known to just line up and run the football. What are you looking at?
You know, obviously they're better than what they've been for quite a while. We haven't played them for, you know, 3 or 4 years. So it's been kind of different this week, trying to scout and get everything ready to go. You know, their offense does present some difficulties. It's kind of a hit-or-miss deal. They're either going to come out and ram it down your throat and get their 4 yards all night and hope to pop some, or else you're going to come out and be able to stop them, and hopefully the tone set early on in the ball game about how it's going to go. Obviously they've improved. You know, it's been, well, I think we talked the other day, it's been about eight or nine years since they've beaten us, but you know, 3 or 4 of those we didn't get a play. So you know, it's kind of an old rivalry coming back up, but on the other hand, you know, it's a new team that, you know, you don't know the staff, you don't know kind of their tendencies, and so you kind of got to learn things all over again. But they've done a nice job. They've got some nice players, you know, and they're playing harder than, you know, what I've heard that was what we heard was happening in the past. So their kids are going to come in here, and they're trying to build something, and it's going to be a heck of a ball game, I'm sure, because, you know, just like a lot of people, they're going to target on Ravenna, and you know, we're right down the road, so they can knock us off. They get bragging rights, so.
And start a district play. You go to Blue Hill next week. It's the next to last home game already, so kind of an important game to get off to a good start.
Yeah, we've, you know, this isn't the whole season, but this is an important pivotal game for us. You know, if we start out 1-3, we kind of got to rebuild and got a tough game against Blue Hill right after that. So it's vitally important for us to play well and for us to get back on the winning path this week.
Well, Mark, thanks for the time as always, and great to be back here in Ravenna for what should be a good Friday night football game.
You bet. Thanks a ton for the coverage, and we look forward to seeing you guys Friday.
Mark Hudson, head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service, and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here at Ravenna, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And here's how Centura will line them up tonight. At center, number 78, 250-pound senior, Nick Sir. The guards are number 57, 180-pound junior, Tyler Sokol. And number 74, 190-pound senior, Aaron Williams. At tackle tonight, number 63, 145-pound junior, T.J. Littlemeyer. And number 56, 175-pound junior, Wade Bentley. At tight end, number 11, 190-pound sophomore Dylan McIntyre. At number 14, 160-pound freshman in Travis Holcomb. The wingback, number 25, 145-pound sophomore, is Lucas Kine. At fullback, number 44, 175-pound junior Jake Hickok. At I-back, number 28, 160-pound junior Jacob Osborne. And the quarterback tonight will be number 22, 160-pound senior in Ben Roth. Head coach of the Centurions is Greg Hansen, assisted by Scott Kranick, Skeeter Wooden, and George Lytle. Centura is 2-1 on the young season, winning on opening night at Twin River and last week in their home opener against Superior and being defeated by Sutton, who is 4-0. So Centura playing already their third road game of the year. And as we said, this 2-1 start, the best start they've had since the 2004 season when they started 3-0 and went 4-4. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, at center, number 67, 205-pound senior Tyler Douglas. At left guard, number 54, 190-pound freshman Conniger Jonak. And at right guard, number 73, 205-pound senior Alec Cremosta. At left tackle, number 66, 175-pound junior Damian McElevy. And at the right tackle, number 77, 205-pound senior, Paul Bauer. At tight end is number 16, a 180-pound senior, Sid Techmeyer. Coach Hudson actually is going to list two wide receivers tonight, and that is number 22, 155-pound senior, Gator Schott, and number 25, 140-pound senior, Trevor Barron. At fullback, number 49, the big fella, 230-pound senior Josh Boardman. He was the center last year, and now he is the starting fullback. At I-back, number 6, 160-pound junior Tom Siskowski. And the quarterback is number 15, a 155-pound senior in Blake Cremosta. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Mark Hudson, assisted by Noah Malsby, Dan Bolick, Matt Gangwish, and Paul Kofel. They're 1-2, but losses to two state-rated teams. They beat Superior on opening night, so both teams have beaten Superior. Then a 7-6 loss at St. Cecilia, and last week, North Platte St. Pat's picked up the win. So, Larry, Ravenna, three of their first four at home. Centura, three of their first four on the road. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank.
Yeah, you know, it's something you have going on the road to staying at home. You know, a lot of times people talk about how the road, the crowd, and things like that make such a difference. It's travel when you're a high school team. It's things that are just so out of the ordinary for them.
Well, football crowds are always better estimated when they're standing around the track. Centura stands, not a lot, just two kind of softball stands along the far side. Those are already full. Ravenna trying to wait for that sun to go down to pile into their stands, but they're pretty full as well. One thing I did notice, we mentioned it early, Ravenna not as big on the line as we've seen over the years, and that was one of the reasons. That's, they're young, a little inexperienced, and that's one of the things that have changed this year. Let's take a look at our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And the banged-up team is Centura. They are out. Michael Hansen, he's been out for the year. With a shoulder is Levi Rosenquist, who would have been a starting back. Also out is Jacob Christensen with a knee. You've got Ben Sir, who is out with the shoulder. And Brandon Callahan, a big kid over 300 pounds, is out with back spasms. And they have had to move people around. They've moved Roth, the quarterback, to get the start here this evening. For Ravenna, Cameron Wells is out with a shoulder, and Brandon Tremper is out with a hip. So both teams have some kids that are out, but obviously the injuries affecting Centura as far as starters way more than they are Ravenna.
And we talked about this last week, Doug. Now moving down to the C2 level, even from last week at the C1 level, one injury can take and make it for you after Rubik's Cube your whole team, and you end up with several guys in different positions.
Well, that is a look at your injury report. Let's hope we don't have any more, but if you do, check out Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. Two locations in Kearney, open Saturdays for your convenience. We're about ready to get football underway here in Ravenna. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kickoff is next on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Bullis.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Doodle along with Larry Baker here for this evening's football action. And the Ravenna Blue Jays will be kicking it away. They won the toss, and they deferred to the second half. So Centura will have the sun in their eyes if this ball gets deep enough back around the 10-15-yard line, and see if they can get a good return, get things started here in a positive manner. Even though they get the better record, I'm sure everyone here feels that they will be the underdog in this football game tonight.
Well, I think there's no question about that. Centura, again, like I said, they're building a program. They're doing a nice job since Coach Hansen's been there. But 1-2, 2-1, who they've played, the soups and or the proof is in that pudding, if you will, Doug. And Ravenna has played two teams that I promised you will be in the round of eight, probably maybe even the round of four at the end of the year. So
Travis Holcomb and Jake Hickok back deep. And here comes the kick. The left-footed kick will be driven to the 11-yard line and take there by Hickok. Gets behind his blockers to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and tries to break off to the 30, and he'll be drugged down right there. That's where Centura will start. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Didn't really get ahead of steam up that time, Larry, and just followed his blockers as far as they would take him.
And actually, in that return, you saw what you're going to see out of Centura all night. They went a real tight formation wedge that they're dug in. The back just hid in behind him and kept his feet chopped. And you're going to see that right from the first play tonight out of center on offense.
It's not going to be anything sparkly. It's going to be the tight double wing where everybody is within a yard of the line of scrimmage, including Hickok, the fullback. Roth, the new quarterback, gets the first snap of the ball game, and it's fumbled. The ball's loose on the right side as it's popped out of the hands of Jacob Osborne, and it is covered by Centura. So good job to get on that. I think Hickok was the one that got over there and covered it. They actually fumbled it forward for a gain of about 3 yards, maybe four. It'll be second down, and we'll call it six.
Yeah, that's going to be positive for Centura there. Actually, like I said in the open, the tough thing is Ravenna, this is Mark Hudson-type defense. He wants to just get good fits on defense, be gap sound, and when you try to run in the A and B gaps against them, it's really, really tough.
Second down at their own 35-yard line. This time they'll give it to the fullback. Hickok's got a little hole off the left side. He's going to get five. He's going to get six across the 40 to the 41. He'll be just short of the first down. It's third and one.
Now, this is smart. They run a little bit of a misdirection there, and that's going to be smart. Again, like I said, where this Ravenna defense is, they're going to get good fits. They're going to be really aggressive to the ball. Cutbacks and counters are a way to take some of that aggression away from Ravenna.
We've seen this kind of football here the last couple 3 weeks from at least one of the teams. Saw Minden do it a lot last week. And on third down and one, it looks like the ball may have been lost off the center exchange. It's fumbled, and Ravenna's got it. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile with it. It is going to be number 16, Sid Techmeyer, it looks like. Covers the ball. I'm not sure that Roth ever got the snap, and that's one thing you look at on those first two series. He's getting his first start at quarterback.
Yeah, and that's tough. I mean, in a big spot, you're out towards midfield, third down. You got to get the ball seated before you can try to get that first down.
So Ravenna wastes no time. It'll be first down and 10 as Sid Techmeyer covers the football at the 42-yard line of Centura. run. They'll hand it off to number 6, Tom Siskowski, who didn't play last week because of injury. He'll take it off the right side. Formidable gain across the 40. Mark it down about the 39-yard line, a gain of 3.
And we talked about it in the open. What are we going to see from the Ravenna offense? We're going to see a bunch of GT power and fear game right there. First play of the game is a power off to the far side.
We'll talk more about the advantage and why you run what Centura and some of those teams run. Usually it's to utilize the talent that you have. Sometimes you may not have 11 big-time players, and so you use what you can. Here's a pitch play to Siskowski, stretching it to the left side. Finds a little seam, 40-35. Hickok hits him hard, tackles him forward to the 31-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 and a first down, first down of the ballgame.
Yeah, he does a really nice job there getting outside. The offensive line did a good job getting guys pinned. Very simple blocking there. They just blocked down inside and kicked out outside of where they wanted the ball to go there.
First down and 10 for Ravenna at the 31-yard line. Don't forget, text us your scores to the Platte River Preps scoreboard show and to our Valentino's hotline, 308-646-0506. That's 646-0506. Now Cremosta out of the shotgun. Two men to the left side. Siskowski is one of them. He's in motion now. They fake it to him on the inside handoff. Want to keep it the quarterback Cremosta. We've got a penalty flag. He gets a yard to the 30. That one just didn't run from the get-go there, Larry. There was some miscommunication off the snap.
Yeah, he meshed with both backs there. He was wanting to mesh, I think, with one, run some sort of a little option there. That play didn't develop the way they wanted to anyway. You cut it, and they're going to get moved backwards here on a holding call.
It'll be a holding penalty for 10 yards, and that's one of the things that have hurt Ravenna or a team like Centura. When you don't, when you get in these long yardage situations, holdings and procedures, those penalties almost triple in multiplicity as far as how hard it is and to get the first down when you don't have that passing game, which Ravenna has started to implement this season.
Yeah, you want to stay on schedule when you want to run the ball.
It'll be first down over again back at the 41-yard line, first and 20. Go back to the power eye formation. Give it to the I-back. Siskowski off the left side. Finds a little seam, 40-35. He's going to be tripped up there by Lucas Kine. Saved an even bigger gain. They'll mark him down at the 32. And that'll be a gain of about 9. It'll bring up second down at 11.
And, Doug, I love the call there. It's first 20, basically. And he runs just the same power play he started the game with to the near side here. And I like that. You've got four downs to get it. You don't all of a sudden have to start chucking it all over the field and get out of who you are just because you're in a deep down and distance situation. He's second and 11 here. Pretty decent spot.
Cody Eskert out there at that left tight end, back to the power eye. They'll take it to the right side this time with Siskowski. They stretch him out and get him for just a couple of yards, getting the tackle from behind Aaron Williams. I was going to say they ran a couple of very successful plays off the left side, and that's where you've got your freshman left guard in Conniger Jonak out there, so they are showing some confidence in the young freshman. 39.
I think one of the things you're going to see here shortly is you're going to see them spread them out in a twin, or like a mirror set, two-by-two set, maybe start running some fear. He Coach Hutt, that type of a deal, and he can throw out of that set, and he started to do that a little bit. So it wouldn't surprise me to see some fear game here.
Third and 9, but you're in two-down territory if you're Ravenna at the Centura 30-yard line, scoreless of the first quarter. It's going to be option to the left side, and Cremosta has the first down and more. 25-20, up the middle, there's no safety. Touchdown, Cremosta.
And that's that veer game right there. He ran a veer play, and it was a pull keep for touchdown.
Blake Cremosta didn't take it way outside. He cut it right off of his left tackle, and somebody took out the middle linebacker, and there was nobody there in the secondary to stop him. He just sprinted the last 20 yards into the end zone.
And it's tough to know whether it was sent in as a pull, follow, or if he got a read. But many times that'll be sent in as a pull, and you're just following the back end.
Tyler Douglas now to attempt the extra point. The kick is away, and it is no good, they say. Wide to the left. So with 7:25 to go in the first quarter of play, Ravenna 6, Centura nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Caleb Gross ready to put his left foot into the kick, and he drives it down to the 10-yard line again, just like the first time up the field, 20-25, and hit right at the 28-yard is going to be Hickok. Good stick out there on the play. Luke Kylick out there.
Yeah, Luke Kylick did a great job there on that.
We see that Coach Hudson is able to use some of his kids on special teams here that may not be rotating in on offense and defense, and it's not like it's the deepest Ravenna team of all time, but they have done so far so good on covering the kicks. The first started at the 31. This one starts at the 30 for Centura. Centura fumbled on the third play of the game. Ravenna marched it in 42 yards, capped by the 30-yard touchdown run. Now here's a little double handoff. They'll give it with some room on the left side into the hands of Jacob Osborne, and he's going to get 6 yards to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Alec Cremosta for Ravenna there got outside and did a nice job.
Some early scores to pass along to you here. Scott Fluff 14, Aurora nothing in the second quarter. Granada Northwest leading Garing 13-3 in the second quarter. Of course, with those teams coming in from the Mountain Time Zone, kicking it off a little bit earlier. Here it's 6-0 Ravenna, second down, and we'll call it about 4 yards to go here, and an inside handoff to the fullback Hickok. He drags Blue Jays with him up to the 39-yard line, third and short again.
Yeah, and on here, Doug, as you see, this offense center wants to run. It's a lot of misdirection. You're not sure who has the ball, and you just have to get your defense. Go to your spot. Get your fit. Don't chase anybody. If you're a B-gap player, stand in the B-gap and play the B-gap.
What's the benefit to Centura in running this offense?
Well, the one thing I can say is when you're not very good, the benefit is the clock runs. But when you have big beasts up front, like Coach Hansen had at Stanton, you go to the state finals.
Third down and one. They had it last time and fumbled it. This time they stretch it to the outside with Osborne, and he is going to be driven down behind the line of scrimmage by Josh Boardman, and it'll bring up a punting situation as they lose a couple.
This is one of those offenses, Doug, that of course is very old school, been around a long time, successful in places, but you have to have big guys up front. And when you don't have guys up front that can move somebody, this is a tougher offense to be successful in.
Hickok is also the kicker and punter here, and he will stand back at his 25-yard line. Back deep for Ravenna will be Gator Schott and also Blake Cremosta. We didn't see either team's punters really bombing it in the pregame warm-up, and Centura will be kicking it in the wind that we have. A little rugby-style kick from the 38, and it will be taken at the Ravenna 30 by Cremosta. Shake and bank to the 35, and he'll make it up to the 37-yard line where Ben Roth will bring him down.
Yeah, he wanted to start to shake and bank there, but nothing doing. And actually, kind of the inverse. You know, we talked about Centura's offense there a little bit. Ravenna, you know, and this is where there's a little bit of a difference. Ravenna wants to run the ball just as much as Centura does. But the difference is that they do it in a way they make you defend more blades of grass. Centura's making you defend in between the hash. Ravenna will at least make you defend in between the numbers, where, like, big spread offenses make you defend the entire field.
Here's a diamond look. That's what the Huskers fans would know, a diamond look with a shotgun here. Cremosta hands off the board, but over the right side, he's upended at the 45-yard line. That's the only way you're going to bring him down is get down underneath with Lucas Kine.
Yeah, he is a load. He gets his shoulders square the line of scrimmage, and he's a load to bring down, Doug.
Gain of 5, and it's out to the 44-yard line with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Ravenna 6 and Centura nothing. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, and Ravenna. Diamond formation again, but there are no wideouts this time. Double tight end. And the quarterback, Cremosta, got tripped up in the backfield, and he will just make it to the line of scrimmage, getting Bailey Brown for Centura to bust the play up. No gain.
And I like this look. Ravenna's going out of the gun here. This is just like you can run old split back veer out of here with an eye back, but you're in the gun. It gives you a little better chance of seeing things, and it makes you a little more diversified. It makes the defense cover more blades of grass.
Third down and 5 at their own 44-yard line. 8-9 men up in the box now, expecting the run for Centura. Out of the diamond again, Siskowski off the right side, and the line just shoves back and drops him way back behind the line of scrimmage. And when Paul Bauer gets shoved back into you, you're not going to go forward anymore, and no chance that time for Siskowski. They give him an exceptional spot. They give him about a half-yard loss, and it'll be 4th down and 6.
Yeah, I don't think there's probably any question here he'll punt the ball.
So back to punt away will be Josh Boardman. And Centura got what they wanted, but a little wind that we have here tonight has died down since pregame here in the shelter belt. And Boardman takes a long time to boot it, but he hits an excellent kick, drives him all the way back to the 15. It's fumbled, and Centura's lucky that it bounces out of – well, did it get out of bounds? Did it get out of bounds? No, Ravenna covered it. Ravenna covered the ball, and I believe it was Matt Nozicka. Nozicka got over there and covered the ball. A huge mistake for Centura, and Coach Hansen said they've had some of those this season, and it's 1st and 10 at the 16 after a great punt from Boardman.
Well, the Centura return man muffs it, and then he kind of gives up on it right on the sideline, Doug. That's why we thought maybe it had gone out of bounds. He kind of gave up on the play.
A 41-yard punt and another fumble at the Centura 16. And on 1st down, they'll give it to Boardman off the left side inside the 10. You got to get yourself mentally ready to go, and so good play by Ravenna to throw the big man at him.
Yeah, Doug, you're going to start to see this. There they went right back to their veer game. I think you're going to start to see Ravenna lean on Centura with this veer game here. He's only run a couple true veer plays, and they've gone for big money each time here. So I think you're going to start to see more of that.
Call it 2nd down and about 3.5 yards to go. Ball marked on the 10-yard line here. Send two men out wide to the left side. Boardman in the backfield with the quarterback Cremosta in the shotgun. And with a man in motion, they'll give it on the end around, trying to get to the outside. His Gator's shot, and shot is tripped up just before he gets to the goal line, getting an ankle tackle, Travis Holcomb, but it's 1st and goal at the inch line for Ravenna.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. Just zoom motion in there, and he gives off of it with Boardman leading. Just power toss, basically, off that. And he does a nice job there. I would expect to see either quarterback sneak here.
Gator's shot gets it to 1st and goal. They line up in the eye with Boardman the fullback and Siskowski the eye back. They'll give it to Boardman off the right side, and he's in the end zone for the 2nd touchdown of the 1st quarter for Ravenna.
Yeah, Doug, actually in a situation like there, Centura doesn't come down on a goal line defense there. The guards were uncovered. You want to run any type of your game there with the guards uncovered on the 1-yard line. It's going to be touchdown every day.
So Josh Boardman takes it in to make it 12-0. And 2 turnovers, 2 scores for the Blue Jays, and they're going to go for 2. After missing the extra point the first time around, they're going to try and take advantage of a Centura team that might be back on their heels. Siskowski off the right side and stretches it across the goal line. No, they're going to say his knee is down. Boardman, he didn't really follow his block that time, Larry. Boardman went off to the right. He cut it back over the center, and a 2-point conversion is no good.
The Centura's all right here. Coach Hansen's got him in the right spot. You know, offensively, on that last drive, it sputtered just a little bit, but they moved the ball here a little bit. And on defense, they've gotten the stop they needed. You know, the only time Ravenna's had the ball with the field to go, they stopped them. The other 2 times, you know, we've got 12 points on the board. They're on 2 short field turnovers. Centura's in a good spot here. They just need to buck up here and play a little bit.
And we'll have the kickoff for you right after this timeout.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And we're ready to see Ravenna kick it off for the 3rd time. It goes to Hickok. He bobbles it back at the 8. Now he's up the middle of the field, 10, 15, and gets hit hard across the 20-yard line down at about the 22. We're seeing some hitting out there on special teams. And one of the first guys down the football field that time for the Ravenna Blue Jays was the kicker, Caleb Gross.
dad Preston McDowell got down there as well. And you're right, it's not very often you're going to watch a Ravenna Blue Jay football game and not see a lot of hitting. And, you know, when these two teams used to play as old Blue Plaque Conference teams, you know, this is a pretty big rival back in the old days. I just haven't played in a long time, Doug.
1:34 to go in the first quarter. Ravenna 12 and Centura nothing. But both the scores coming off Centura turnovers. On first down and 10, quarterback Roth will stretch it around the left side, trying to find some room. Is Jacob Osborne didn't get much, maybe a yard to the 21.
You know, one of the things you see is Coach Hansen's just coaching like crazy over there, and that's what you want to see, is you want to see somebody with passion. He's doing a good job at center. It's going to be a little bit of a project for him, but this is a guy that's coached in the state finals. He knows what he's doing. But when I say he's really coaching, he's imploring some of these guys where they need to cut the ball, or but maybe a defensive lineman didn't quite get a block, and that's when you run this offense, it all has to be perfect.
Second down, we'll call it 9 yards to go. As quarterback Roth, the senior, had been playing tight end the first three games, he's going to throw a little pop pass in and out of the hands of Travis Holcomb. And on the deflection, there was three Blue Jays hoping to haul it in, but it falls incomplete. It'll be third down.
Yeah, they just threw it right in the seam there, and they'd have been actually maybe better served to just hold that just a second, have him almost midline it and step back, because Ravenna's playing nine in the box, a cover zero look here. Cover zero meaning there's nobody back. Both corners have sucked in. There's no safety. Both corners are sucked in. You'll see here as they go double, Doug, there's no safety. So letting that seam route run just a little better would have been better served.
Third and 10. They're still going to run the football, and dropped well behind the line of scrimmage is going to be Lucas Kine, who was in motion. And Ravenna got back there and made the tackle.
Yeah, that did a great job there. They tried to run kind of a little pseudo reverse jet play. And Ravenna was just gap sound there. And there was a host of Blue Jays that made that tackle.
So it'll be fourth down and a big loss on the play there from the 22 all the way back to the 14. A loss of 8 that time for Lucas Kine. And now Hickok standing basically at his goal line with the sun right in his face mask. So he's going to need a good snap here. And now he gets a little break because the clock runs out. That's the end of the first quarter. They can go to the other side. And there is no sun down on the other side, which is not a north and south field. It's an east and west field here at Ravenna. And now what's going on? Nobody's moving. Did we have a penalty or a timeout?
Centura was trying to get it to the quarter, but they were a second off.
Well, they're going to call it a delay game, so now you have to run the untimed down. That's a tough one, because wouldn't you have to put another second on the clock?
Yeah.
I mean, there'd have to be time left on the clock if there was a delay of game. So they're going to have to kick it away, and they do. They don't waste any time. It's driven out to the 37-yard line, taken by Schott on the run, and a good open field tackle by Travis Holcomb to bring him down at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure there, Doug, because they didn't end up putting any more time on the clock. But my guess is what happened is there was must have been a second left on the clock. Must have been a second difference, 26 seconds versus the 25 there, and the Ravenna sideline knew it.
And we'll take a break at the end of the first quarter. It's Ravenna 12, Centura nothing on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, sheets, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer and engineer Stacy Johns, back at Ravenna, where the first quarter is in the books, and the Blue Jays now leading it by a score of 12-0. Amazing how in 30 seconds now the sun is gone from the end zone down here to our left. But it will be Ravenna football. They've scored on two Centura turnovers, and now off the 32-yard punt have a short field. They had to boot it from their own five. Each team had one penalty in the first quarter, a 10-yard hold on Ravenna, and that delay on Centura. A 30-yard touchdown run by Blake Cremosta and a 1-yard run by Josh Boardman. First and 10 at the 33. Cremosta hands it to Boardman. The hole is plugged to the left side, but he just keeps those legs moving and at least gets a couple out of it to the 31.
Yeah, that's a tough, tough run there. There was a host of guys there. Nick Sir, it looked like, led the way 78 there, Doug.
Second, sorry, Lay.
For Centura's all.
Second down and 8, and Centura needs to find a way to get a stop here. Down 12 to nothing. Underway in the second quarter, Centura 2-1. Ravenna trying to even their record after losing back-to-back weeks to top 10 teams. Gator shot in motion from right to left out of the I formation. Toss sweep that way to Siskowski. Trying to get outside of the hash mark, and he is going to be hit, held up, and then driven down. Didn't cleanly make the tackle at Holcomb, but he held it up for his teammates to come over and finish him off. And Travis Holcomb's having a heck of a game so far on defense. No gain. It'll be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, the interesting thing here is Centura's bottled everything that Ravenna's wanted to run at him outside in the D-gap out there. Centura's bottled that up. They're playing that very, very well. Where they've had problems is inside with the Veer game, but Ravenna, but just sparingly.
Unofficially, 72 yards of the first quarter for Ravenna, all on the ground. They've not attempted a pass. They set Twins to the right side out of the I formation on 3rd and 8 at the 31, and they will hand it to Boardman, and he lost the handle on it, but he's able to dive on it and save the football and get about 3 yards to the 28. It'll be 4th and 5.
And for Centura, that was a fumble-saving first down. They ran the Veer play there, and he was going to get the first down, but he just didn't get the ball seated once he got into the beyond the defensive line.
Kearney High has put a field goal on the board to lead Grand Island 3-0 in the first quarter. Adams Central leading Gibbon 14-0 in the first quarter on the Breeze 94.5. They'll go forward on 4th and 5. Cremosta rolls out to throw. Underneath, he's going for his target that is caught. Beautiful pass to the 15 and down at the 10-yard line. Sid Techmeyer. It looked like Centura had it covered perfectly, but that ball was thrown right on the money. It's a gain of 17, 1st and goal.
Yeah, it was a great throw there. The Techmeyer's a tall, long young man, and they put the ball up where only he could get it, and he used the length to go up and snag that, Doug.
Well, that's Cremosta's favorite target so far on the year, and it sets up a 1st and goal-to-go situation with the ball setting right on the 10-yard line. A couple of other scores. Scottsbluff 14, Aurora 8 at the half. Northwest leading Daring 19-3 at the half. Alliance leading Lexington 14-7 at in Central City on ESPN 1460. And we have got a whistle and a timeout because it was going to be close to a delay of game here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Timeout on the field called by Ravenna. 9:26 to go in the first half. Ravenna 12, Centura nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
The timeout. It'll be 1st and goal here for Ravenna. They're going to give it to Boardman off right tackle, and he just uses his power to pick up a couple. 2nd and goal at the 8.
Yep, another little look like Veer play, maybe even just straight give there with no read. I think now you may start seeing some of that just staying inside the tackles here by Ravenna.
Up 12 to nothing, trying to put this one into a comfort zone here midway through the first half. Now in the backfield of that diamond is Chance Bach, so you've got 3 backs, and they will keep it on the quarterback with Cremosta trying to find his blockers and not a whole lot of room to move there. Got back to the line of scrimmage and then thrown down pretty hard by the Centura defense led by Bailey Brown.
Yeah, Bailey Brown and Brady Husenveld got there. That looked like a broken play all the way, Doug. Again, they went out of that formation, and the quarterback and both backs, both backs thought they were going to get meshed with there from the quarterback, and he ended up meshing with none of them.
Third and goal now at the 9 with 8:15 to go here in the first half. Out wide to the left side is Trevin Barrett. In the slot out there is going to be Siskowski. Shot is split out wide to the right. And we've got an official's timeout for an equipment. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stat, scores from around the area. Preview a little bit what's coming up next week. Could be some really good football next week. There are a lot of matchups that the favorites win tonight. You're going to see a lot of good matchups next week. Third and goal, just inside the 9. Out of the shotgun, and we've got movement. 5 yard penalty, going to move it back to the 14 as the right side of the offensive line came out of their stance. That's the second penalty against Ravenna. And you know, Larry, this is one of those situations where if you do have a pass play called, that doesn't hurt you. It gives you a little more room, and some coaches like that. I mean, they didn't intentionally get that 5 yard penalty, but it might help you out a little bit.
Yeah, you got 2 downs here. Again, that 5 isn't the end of the world. The way Centura's rolled their safety over and really kind of playing a cover 0 on these, you could see a slant coming by here, some sort of switch scheme. And there's your trout right there.
Third and goal. They throw it underneath and underthrown. Gator shot way out to the wide side. He'd have had to take 15 yards worth of running after he caught it. Now, do you try a 31-yard field goal, or do you go for it on fourth and goal at the 14?
I think you'll see Coach Hudson probably go for it here. And I like straight up the middle veer. They've had a lot of success with it, maybe out of that trips formation again, or any type of, you know, the route scheme they had there was good, but they're not playing a safety. So you're one-on-one. You just got to get across his face and get a good throw.
So they're going to send trips out to the left side, and that's where his favorite receiver, Sid Techmeyer, is. I wouldn't be surprised just to see a fade route to the end zone to your big receiver, Techmeyer. Look to the right, one-on-one. Shock's got it. Gets into the end zone. Chance Spock for the touchdown. They sent everybody to the left and went one-on-one to the right. Tipple deep post, and he's in on fourth and goal at the 14, a backbreaker for the Centurions.
And there's where the threat of the run comes in for you there, because they played without a safety, because they left one guy deeper or one more guy in the box afraid of Ravenna's run game. And when you run that slant into the end zone there, with no, normally you're running that right into the safety. No safety in a cover zero look. Every time you get across his face, it'll be a touchdown.
So Chance Bond with a 14-yard touchdown reception to make it 18-0. And Ravenna will go for 2 again. Out of the I formation, twins to the left side, and a motion penalty again on Ravenna.
Well, Centura came across first, but most generally they punished the offense, but Centura did come across first, and they're going to call that on Centura. So now you're at the yard and a half yard line, and probably won't change the play here.
So the PAT penalty, the second of the night on Centura. Now they've got just a yard and a half to travel to get this two-point conversion, or a little less than that. Same eye formation with twins to the left side. They'll send Gator shot in motion to the right. And turn and hand it off. No, quarterback Cremosta keeps it, walks it untouched. Everybody went for Boardman, just like I did. And Cremosta runs it in for 2. So the first conversion of the night for Ravenna. And they're clicking. 2 turnovers they've used for touchdowns and then convert on fourth down twice through the air on this series. And it's 20-0 Ravenna. We'll be back with more high school football right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
And the kickoff here is going to be more of a squib this time, and Centura just picks it up and falls on it across the 30 to 35-yard line. So all three times they've started within 5 yards of each other. But Centura's got to generate some offense here, Larry. They have yet to produce a first down in this game.
Yeah, and this is where it gets a little bit tough here when you're a 3 yards in a cloud of dust team. Is now it's 20 to nothing. You know, you want to keep doing what you do, because that's the stuff that you've worked on, the stuff you're best at. But the problem becomes it takes a great deal of time to score doing that, and you need three scores and to play great defense to pull even here.
Well, right now, Centura needs a great deal of time. They need to keep that ball on offense, even if it is a seven-minute drive here, and get it down there and get some points on the board. Yeah, they'll take the 65-yard touchdown run, but the ball at the 25, excuse me, not the 35, at the 25. And staying out of that double wing, they'll hand it off to Jacob Osborne off the left side, brings it out to about the 29.
Yeah, and Tyler Douglas there pounces on him for Ravanna, does a nice job. But there was a really nice patient run. There's a 4-yard run. Again, like I say, if you can manage 3.5 yards of play, the only thing that can take you off the field is to hear your band play.
Well, what's killed them, though, 2 third-and-ones. They fumbled it on the first series, and a couple of series later, they tried to go outside and lock 3 yards on the play. So second down, about 6 yards to go here. The formation's been the same except when it was third and long. They'll hand it to Hickok up the middle. He goes absolutely nowhere. It'll be third down and 6 yards to go. So Ravenna has kind of been able to hold Hickok down the three times that he has carried the football.
Yeah, having coached against Ravenna, I can tell you, and having called plays against Ravenna's defense, a Mark Hudson defense, it's a tough way to make a living if you're trying to do it C-gap to C-gap. He is very, very – his kids are very well coached. Like I said, his linebackers don't move their feet unless they're told to. They get good fits, and it's just regardless of the player, he gets very, very good play out of those front seven.
Third and six, they stay in the double wing, but back to passes. Roth rolling, being pursued. Now tucks it up, tries to run, and he is going to be smacked by Chance Bach back at the 25-yard line, sack him for a loss of 4.
Yeah, and Chance Bach had him from the front side, and Paul Bauer was chasing him down from the backside. They left the backside end unblocked, and Bauer was huffing and puffing over there. And you know, now you're 4th and 10.
So another punt coming up here for the Centurions. They've punted twice in this football game, and averaging right at 32.5 yards per punt is Jake Hickok with 5:40 to go here in the first half. 20-0 Ravenna. Kick is away, drives Cremosta back to the 40, caught it over his shoulder, comes to the short side, the right side, good block, 50, 45, 40, and he'll be shoved out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. That was a 35-yard punt that time, but the return is going to be just about as much, 10, 25, and they'll mark it at the 33, so a 28-yard return, and we're starting to play the whole football game on one side of the field, Larry.
Yeah, and the tough thing is there's just not much of a net there on the punt, Doug. I mean, the chain gang didn't have to move there. Centura's just got to bow their neck here and get tough and just play decent defense. I'm sure they're going to see a bunch of option here, and they just need to play a time of football.
High formation, twins to the left. Cremosa takes the quick snap, cross back to pass, rolls to his left, throws it as far as he can for Gator. Shot is behind the corner, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. They went for the juggernaut, and it makes it 26-0. One play, 34-yard touchdown pass. The second touchdown pass for Blake Cremosta.
Yeah, that was very well run. They just ran the same thing we talked about earlier. Centura's walked down, no safety deep, and they ran a little switch route scheme there, and where Gator Shot runs the speed out and then turns it into a 9. And without a safety there, that's impossible to defend, because you're asking an outside linebacker to, well, not do his job. They've got to switch that with the corner, and
they're going to go for 2 again here with Boardman, the only man on the backfield. Quick little out, and it's going to be off the hands of Chance Bach. The 2-point conversion is no good, but all of a sudden this has turned into a blowout. It's Ravenna 26 and Centura nothing with 5:21 to go here in the first half of play. More high school football right after this on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker on KKPR-FM, Carney, Ravenna, and Carroll, and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. And Ravenna has just played a very solid game, taking advantage of anything that Centura has done mistake-wise, and converted a couple of fours, taking two turnovers for touchdowns, and they kick it off again, taken at the 17-yard line by Hickok, comes up the middle of the 20, 25, a little room, 30, and out to the 34-yard line, and that's where they will take over. But you're right, Larry, this was one of the things that we talked about at the beginning. If you're going to stay with this offense and you just don't have a passing game, and as you said, 55 yards in three games, and then you got Ben Roth, who's taking his first snaps at the quarterback tonight because of all the injuries to the Centurions, and it's starting to wear them down. They need a break. I mean, they gave Ravenna a couple of early ones, and they need a break to come back their way, and it didn't happen. Ravenna didn't let it happen. One play, 34 yards.
What they need is to come back to that seam route, run that thing again, and just wait to throw it until they're behind the safety. The safety will come up on the run, I guarantee it.
And they'll go with a toss to Lucas Kine, stretch to the right side, and he's going to run out of bounds. Ooh, maybe hit late over there by the Centura bench. Don't pull forward for a couple across the 35. See where they finally mark him down, about the 36-yard line. So gain of a couple that time, but anything positive right now is what Centura's looking for. They have not been able to muster a first down. I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, and the worst part is there is it's positive they got 2 yards, but to get those 2 yards, Tyler Douglas absolutely centered the Centura ball carrier there. That was a big shot.
Now a little different look here. They're going to go up of a shotgun here, flank him with two backs, and now everybody goes in motion. They all stop and wait for somebody to throw a flag, and there does come the flag. And that's another thing, Larry, when you don't run those plays very often, and when you're up 36-10, that's when you get an opportunity to run those kind of plays in a game. Then you saw that everybody was off on the snap count there, and that'll push him back 5 yards.
But I love the call there, Doug. You know, I mean, it's going to be tough. You're down 26-0, and you've got to run some different stuff. But it is tough. I mean, you're exactly right. When it's not, you know, we talked about this a minute ago when we said, you know, you don't want to get out of doing what you do because that offense, that double wing offense, is what they practice every day.
The officials had to huddle to decide that that was a 5-yard illegal motion or illegal procedure penalty.
We may have got some Sunday officials here on that.
Well, they faced the wrong way once. I didn't want to say that. Now they'll run the play, send him out of motion. It's still going to be a stretch play run. Get it to the outside for Jacob Osborne, and he is going to be dropped at the 34-yard line with a horse collar, and here come the penalty flags.
Yeah, that's a no-doubter as far as that goes. They did a really nice job there. Centura did, Doug. They ended up one guy short. They need one guy there, and that thing was going to go quite a ways, but you're going to get your first down of the game, whether you got it on your own or with a little help. They're going to get one, and any momentum right now for Centura is exactly what they're asking for.
So a horse collar, 15-yard penalty, and it'll mark it at the Centura 49-yard line. Ravenna 26, Centura nothing, 4:59 to go here in the first half of play, and Centura trying to cross midfield for the first time. And they're going to use their tight ends and split them out. Dylan McInturf to the right, Travis Holcomb to the left. Shotgun, it's a real spread formation here. Send a man in motion. It's going to be a direct snap to Hickok, and he'll get into Ravenna territory to the 48-yard line. He came to 3 on the direct snap.
See, what he's doing there is he's gaining 3 yards much easier there than he was earlier in the game because he's making Ravenna defend more blades of grass. Now he's got things out. It's the same play they've been running. They snapped it right to the ball carry, and he took it right to the gap. The difference is there's more blades of grass that Ravenna has to defend.
So it'll be second down, called about 8 yards to go. Mark at the 48-yard line of the Blue Jays. Centura finally able to move the chains here on this drive. They're going to line up the same way. See if Ravenna changes anything differently with 3 down linemen. Quarterback Roth going to keep it. Makes one man miss, but not the second one. And that's Josh. No, that's not Josh Boardman. That is Cody Eskridge to make the tackle after another couple of yards to the 46 of Ravenna.
Now your third and medium, you're probably going to need to do something different other than a jet motion dive, but out of this spread, he has a lot more options, and Ravenna has a lot more to defend.
Clock running here with 3:40, and if Centura cannot get the first down, that's going to give Ravenna more time here. They still have two timeouts to use, and they'll go with the same formation they've used here in the last couple of snaps. Four wide and a shotgun. Send the man in motion. Give it to him on the end around, and no chance that time for Lucas Kine. He was dragged down from behind by Tyler Douglas. Back in Centura territory at the 49-yard line, a loss of four. It's fourth and 10.
Douglas and Cremosa there play that really well for Ravenna. A lot of penetration. State broke down. A lot of times when your defenders get a lot of penetration, they don't stay broke down enough and miss tackles. They did a great job there.
First half coming up for Jake Hickok. Got a little more room here in the middle of the field. Ball spotted at his own 48. Waiting for the snap, I think, just trying to use as much time as possible here. And now we've got whistles and a timeout called by Centura. So Centura will call the timeout with 2:42 to go here in the first half. It's all Ravenna. Blue Jays 26, Centurions nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. On Tuesday, we've got volleyball as Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic. Next Friday's football here on Classic Hits will be Minden at Kearney Catholic. Also planning on the Amherst-Shelton game next week. Grand Island Central Catholic leading St. Paul 7-3 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia is up 28-0. And now our punt. And Ravenna fumbled the ball. Centura off of Gator's shot, and it looks like it's going to be covered down there by Osborne, and the first break of the ball game for Centura, first Ravenna turnover, and they'll have it first and 10 at the Ravenna 16.
And you put two guys deep, so exactly that doesn't happen. The up guy tried to field a punt over his head, and slapped his hand, got in trouble. This is the shot in the arm Centura needed here, Doug. You mentioned it a little bit ago that they needed a break. You just got a big break. Here you go. You're at about the 16-yard line. They're back in their double wing formation here. Let's see what they can get done.
2:33 to go and a half. They'll go with that double reverse fumble. The ball deep behind the line of scrimmage. It is picked up, trying to get to the corner, and doing so to at least get back to the line of scrimmage was Jacob Osborne, as he was pursued from behind Ravenna Cotty, but they couldn't catch him while he was 10 yards deep in the backfield.
And, Doug, I'll tell you, Paul Bauer actually did a great job there, number 77. He could have gotten a hold of him, but he was going to get a hold of the back of his jersey, and he didn't want to take a horse collar penalty there. So he just kept running until he'd get a hold of the bottom of the jersey and drug him down there for a game of only two. Very heady play there by Paul Bauer.
Ball just across the 15-yard line. Centura needing to find a way to get in the end zone here. Ball on the left hash near the Ravenna sideline. Fake the handoff to Kine. Wants to throw. Out here in the flat, got the man complete. Osborne at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Centura. A 15-yard touchdown pass into the hands of Lucas Kine to get him on the board. So when we've seen a turnover, we've seen points.
You bet, and we were talking about Centura went to run the ball, baby. They just stuck points on the board through the air.
And they do it with 1:46 to go. What a nice pass that time from Ben Ross, his first completion.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. What they did there is they just ran a little play fake, ran a speed out by the tight end and a drag coming across on top. To occupy that middle defender. Really, really nice throw and catch.
Well, they're going to line up to go for two. And they'll throw it. Little pop pass is going to be knocked down by Alec Cremosta. Again, they were trying to get it to the big fella, Travis Holcomb. So the two-point conversion no good, but Centura is on the board with 1:46 to go in the first half. Ravenna 26, Centura 6. And we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
A minute 46 to go before halftime. Ravenna 26, Centura 6. Centura to boot it away. Hickok has it on the tee. They start that bunch formation to make you respect an onside kick. They rush up to the ball. They do onside kick it, but it doesn't go far enough. And it's going to be covered by Ravenna at the Centura 49-yard line. And making sure it didn't give him any trouble was Cody Eskridge, but he covered it and didn't need to and just didn't travel the 10 yards. And now Ravenna has a short field with two timeouts, and the way they're moving the ball, plenty of time to maybe answer more here before the half, which you didn't want if you were Centura.
Yeah, actually, it looked like Ravenna maybe had an idea that was coming. You saw everybody start to squeeze together there for the Blue Jays. I think maybe the sideline for Ravenna had sniffed that out.
Blue Jays go trip to the right side out of the shotgun. Kremosta rolls that way, throws it to the seam, and it is tipped and caught. Hickok, I believe, got a finger on it, and it's still deflected into the hands of Gators. Shot at the Centura 35 for a first down, a gain of 14.
Boy, that's where your heart's in your throat just a hair, and then you're really excited. That just about got intercepted there. Very, very close by Hickok.
So it does move the chains. First and 10 at the 35, with a minute 30 to go before half. Again, four wideouts. This time, Kremosta under center. Throws it down the line of scrimmage on a screen to Techmeyer. Uses his block to get to the 25, and they're going to say that he got out of bounds. That's a 50-50 call whether he did or not. But it will stop the clock at the 23 and good enough for a first down anyway, so a 12-yard gain.
Right, just a straight little bubble screen there, Doug, on that.
So Ravenna trying to answer the first Centura touchdown with their fifth. It's 26-6. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Techmeyer going to go wide to the left. Shots over there as well. Right side, you have got Trevin Barrett and Tom Siskowski rolling left, wanting to throw for the end zone. He's going to be overshooting his intended target. Good coverage downfield by Jake Bosburn on Sid Techmeyer. Second down and 10 at the 23 of Centura.
Yeah, Blake Kremosta there. That was a really nice ball. That had spun really good.
Just the second incompletion for Kremosta, who had not attempted a pass in the first quarter and now is 5 of 7 for 2 touchdowns in the second quarter.
With timeouts here, Doug, don't be surprised to see another Veer play or something right in the A-gap out of this spread formation. Ravenna's got timeouts they could.
Boardman is in the backfield with Kremosta out of the shotgun, now shot in motion. And they'll run the option to that side. Want to throw the ball back into the corner, and they overshoot Siskowski. I'll tell you what they had that time was Chance Bach in the middle of the field because Travis Holcomb got turned around about where he was supposed to be. Bach caught a touchdown earlier this quarter. He was the open man, but he wasn't the number one option on the play.
They come back to that and run that as a, instead of a slant, just like a sluggo route, where he's going to run that slant and then bust it straight to the goalpost. There will be nobody with him. They've pursued hard. And that backside run, that slant, you're running right into that backside pursuit, or you run a sluggo route there, there'll be nobody with him.
And they haven't to have been afraid to throw it to the wide side of the field, making a long pass here for Cremona. It's a third down and 10, and a quarterback keeper. No, he's going to run option, pitch it to Boardman. He's got room to the left side, to the 20, and a great open field tackle short of the first down by Ben Roth. And that'll bring us under a minute to go. And Ravenna will call a timeout here. Stopped at the 16, a gain of a 7. And it's going to be fourth down and a short 3 for Ravenna coming up with one timeout remaining Josh Boardman, 26 yards now on four carries and a touchdown. We'll keep it here with 59 seconds to go in the first half. Ravenna 26 and Centura 6. They could run the same play again, have all kinds of options off this now because Boardman can get you 3 yards. They just simply took all the defenders with them, ran trips to the left side and ran fly patterns with the ball and gave Boardman all the room to run. And, boy, that was a great tackle by Ben Roth because at 160 pounds, he brought down 230-pound Josh Boardman in the open field.
Yeah, and the thing is, timeouts are the key there. Timeouts allow you to have your entire playbook open there. That's where we set on. Now we thought they could run the ball somewhere in that series. And to be honest, they can do it again here. Now you're within striking distance. You spread the field here and run an option, and the probabilities of it being a touchdown are really good.
Well, and you're either going to get a first down, stop the clock, or you're not going to get it, and it doesn't matter. You're going to turn the ball over on this fourth down play. So the ball on the left hash, the far hash, not many Ravenna plays have been from that side of the field today. Fourth and three at 16 of Centura under center Cremosta. They'll send shot in motion from left to right out of the I formation. Going to be option to the right side. Cremosta is hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he doesn't get it. He'll get a yard, and that'll be it. And great job by the Centura defense to cover the option, make the tackle. Off the bottom of the pile that time for the Centurions is Aaron Williams. He also had a little help in there from Travis Holcomb.
And that was either a misread, Doug, or it was a called pull from the sideline, because if that ball's given to the fullback there, that's first down, maybe touchdown, it looked like.
Well, Centura has three timeouts, but 85 yards away, you can't do anything foolish here with 53 seconds to go. Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half as they deferred from the opening coin flip, but they are going to spread the field here with Hickok in the backfield, and Roth is the quarterback. He'll drop back to pass, look, and throw it as far as he can down the middle, and it's intercepted by Sikorski at the 41-yard line, trying to shoot down the field for Lucas Kine and Jacob Osborne, and that's the third Centura turnover.
Here's the tough thing with that, Doug. I've you know, Coach Yancey got all the fighting in the world, and I can promise you at no point in this game or at any point in any game are you going to see them throw in the towel. But with Ravenna getting the ball in the second quarter, you tried your onside kick, you didn't get it, you dodged that bullet. You don't want them to put up 14 here looking at the second half.
So let's see what Ravenna does. They still have a timeout. They had a 34-yard touchdown pass. Now it's first and 10 at the 41, 46 seconds. Cremosta to throw. Deep pass to Sikorski, complete the middle of the field, 25, breaks one tackle, 20, and down to the 17-yard line, a gain of 24.
I think they'll kill it here, Doug.
Especially since you heard Matt Gangwish say that over the headset.
So, what's that?
Ravenna coach Matt Gangwish says go ahead and kill it, but they're set to go. It's taking them a while to mark the play, but they will just grab the football here to bring up second down and 10 at the 18-yard line.
Now the light bulb just went
off. A lot of radio guys can get away with that. TV guy, if you hear what the coach says, they might run a reverse here.
I didn't hear him. If you're familiar with the band, I've got my head stuck out a window trying to see what's happening.
Well, Centura, after making it 26-6, has given Ravenna a couple of opportunities to answer, and this third time around, let's see if they do. They've got one timeout remaining, 39 seconds to go. More scores coming your way here in a little bit. North Platte, St. Pat's leading Wood River 28-0 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 28-0 in the first on Superior. Rolling right, Cremosta, pump fake, slant, complete. Sikorski hit hard inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. He'll be driven down there. The clock will continue to run. Tackle is made by Lucas Kine.
Still,
it looks like Ravenna will use their final timeout right here. It's a gain of 9, but it kept the clock running. It'll be third down and 1. So with third and 1, ball going to be marked at about the 9-yard line of Centura. So 1 for the first down, 9 for the touchdown, but they're out of timeouts now. We'll take one with them, 26-6 Ravenna, and we'll be right back.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
It's 26-6. Ravenna leading Centura with 26 seconds to go here in the first half. Ravenna's got a 3rd-and-1 at the Centura 9 after Tom Siskowski intercepted a pass. Centura could have ran out the clock, but they took a chance downfield and had it picked off on the first play after stopping Ravenna on 4th down in the red zone. And now motion. And that's one of those where you have to wonder exactly what happened. 3 guys moved, 3 guys stayed. So some confusion on the snap count there. And so instead of 3rd and very short, now you find yourself 3rd and 6.
This makes it tough now. Now your playbook gets smaller because the timeout's gone.
And that is the 4th penalty of the football game for 35 yards.
Up to this point, through this, in both possessions for Ravenna here at the end of the half, they've had the 2 timeouts, and that's left the playbook wide open. Now you're 3rd and 6, no timeouts. It closes down.
Same play that Box scored on. He's out here again. Let's see. There's no safety back there. Let's see if they run the same play they scored on earlier. Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do, and it's off the hands that time and incomplete, a little tighter covered by Lucas Kine. I'm learning. It was the same play that Chance Box scored earlier in this football game, which made it to 20-0 at the time, and that was on 4th and goal. Now you've got it 4th and 6 at the 14, 23 seconds.
They could take me in that same formation, have Buck really press the inside and run to the back corner, and he'll be alone in that situation here.
Nope. I haven't looked to throw out of that option too much right now, Larry. I like that play, but the same trips to the left side. Man on man, they're going to throw left, and it's underneath, and it is going to be tipped away from Gator's shot, making the diving stop that time. It's going to be better off again. He's done some good things back there in the secondary, and so Centura dodges another bullet with 19 seconds to go after getting the ball to 41, a quick 24-yard gain, and Ravenna wasn't able to do anything after that.
No, this says a lot about who Centura is and how they're coached and things like that. Doug, it would have been easy to give up 2 scores here. You're down by 20 points, and they fought hard here, and we'll see what they do. They've not been willing to go to the shed here. They're back in the spread.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Hickok doesn't get a direct snap maybe and go up the middle. Well, they are going to hand it off, double reverse, lost in the backfield, and hit pretty hard there is Jacob Osborne, but they are going to let the clock run out this time as Osborne lost 5 yards on the play, and that will be the end of the first half of play. Well, timeout.
Yeah, Coach Hansen just called timeout
just before the time expired. So I guess when you figure that you're down 26-6, what the heck? He knows it's going to be tough to outscore Ravenna by 20 points in the second half, and he's going to try and make this football team better. So timeout on the field coming up. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Classic Hits 98.9.
And, Doug, you just said it. He's going to try to make this team better. The only way you can do that is as many plays you can get. He's going to get his money's worth, and a lot of people look at that and maybe get down and implore it, but I'm not going to. I think, you're trying to get better, and this is the thing. When you come into a program that has struggled, you gave their win total over the last several years. In the last decade, you gave that win total at the top of the broadcast. He wasn't here for all of that. He's just been here a couple of years, and he's trying to get this thing turned around. This is a guy that was a premier coach in Northeast Nebraska. He's won a state title as a player at Grand Island Northwest. He does understand big-time football. He's done a lot of winning. He's 1-1 as a career against Howells. He's going to do what he can to get this thing turned around.
So they're going to line up in the tight double wing formation, not spread it out this time. Send a man in motion, roll out, want to throw back against the coverage. Ross sees that it's covered, so he tucks it up, runs it back up the middle of the field, gets it across the 10 to about the 13-yard line, and that will bring us to the end of the first half of play. So they had one play in mind. If it wasn't there, tuck it up, and let's get to half. So the last minute took quite a while, but we are at half. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays 26, the Centura Centurions 6. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna Tenebrog, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back,
See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Milzak Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzak Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Milzak Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. We remind you, folks, wherever you're at, we're a little light on our Class D scores tonight. They've been rolling in very well to the Valentino's hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, Valentino's. Well, we will provide the scores. They'll provide the pizza, and we will give you some scores from around the area in just a moment, but we'd love to hear from you. Text your score to 646-0506. That's 308-646-0506. 0506. Text us your scores. All it has to be is just like this. Rebetta 26, Ventura 6, halftime, and we'll pass it along to everyone else in the listening area tonight, and then our Friday night scoreboard show immediately following tonight's broadcast. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. 26-6. Ravenna leading Centura, and they were up 26-0. Centura finally got on the board after a fumbled punt by Ravenna, but Ravenna got on the board the first two times because of back-to-back turnovers by Centura.
Yeah, turnovers, as you said it, is Centura scored. Every time we've seen one tonight, it's been on a short field, and we've seen a score. Ravenna actually looks pretty efficient tonight. They've run the ball the way they want to, both out of a tight set and out of some sort of a spread set. Defensively, they're doing a really nice job. They're not getting challenged scheme-wise. They're just getting good fits and doing a nice job. Centura, for that matter, I think they're putting their best foot forward and fighting very hard. It's tough when you have as many starters out as they have. And, you know, they need to get more going offensively.
Well, let's take a look at some of the scores that we have for you. Cozad leading Chase County 18-7. That game is at halftime. Some other latest scores that we had at halftime. It's Kearney 17, Grand Island nothing. Sats Bluff leads Aurora 22-8 in the third quarter. Northwest leads Gehring 31-10, 33-10 in the third quarter. Lexington and Alliance 21-all in the fourth quarter of play. Beatrice 30, Hastings nothing, second quarter. York 14, Holdridge nothing in the second quarter. Adam Central 28-0 over Gibbon in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic leading Central City 17-0 in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic leading St. Paul 14-3 before half. Also in the second quarter, St. Cecilia led Superior 28-0. North Platte St. Pat the River 28-0. Arapahoe leading Elm Creek at halftime, a battle of unbeatens by a score of 12-6. That game is at the half. We'll take a break and be back with more here from Ravenna, where it is the Blue Jays 26 and the Centurion 6. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report continues right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Adams Central has now went up 34-0 on Gibbon in the second quarter. And, you know, Larry, that's one of those things where you're so happy for Gibbon to be 3-0. and you wanted them to put up a good fight tonight, and Adams Central just continues to do to them and some of the teams that they have done for years.
Yeah, Adams Central is the real deal, and you know they've been in the bottom of B for a lot of years, and they've when I say the bottom, I don't mean the bottom as far as finish, the bottom as far as numbers, and now they're in C1. And you've got a situation. I mean, they are a very good football team, and they're going to do really well.
That game is at halftime. Beatrice also leading Hastings at half. Kearney Catholic hits a field goal as time expired, and they lead Central City 20-0. That game now at half. Kearney leading Grand Island 17-0. That game is also at halftime. Here it's 26-6 in favor of Ravenna as they lead Centura. We're glad you're along with us on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget Tuesday, volleyball action coming your way. And we will have Kearney Catholic taking on the fine folks from Grand Island Central Catholic. And that will be a varsity action at around 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. More volleyball Thursday. And then we will also be bringing you high school football next week here on Classic Hits, Minden and they'll be taking on Kearney Catholic in Kearney. We'll also be bringing you Amherst and Shelton next week. Another score to bring to you. I find this a little bit of a shocker. Donovan Trumbull 33-0 over Thayer Central.
Donovan Trumbull's a great football team, Doug, especially what they do offensively. They stress you in so many ways. You know, if the officials would get the ball lined up in time, that guy wants to snap it every 15 seconds. And Thayer Central's a great football team. But Donovan Trumbull is really good. It also gives you a little bit of an idea how good of Scott Porter's team at Blue Hill really is.
Well, to pick up the win like they did last would be pretty amazing. Fairbury leading Fillmore Central at half 14-13. Tomorrow, busy day. You can hear the Huskers take on Idaho State on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame at 9:30, kickoff at 2:30. Husker volleyball plays at Ohio State tomorrow. Hastings volleyball is hosting Northwestern of Iowa. UNK has the weekend off. It's homecoming at UNK. They will host Northwest Missouri State 4 o'clock tomorrow at Foster Field. Hastings football is at Briar Cliff. Hastings trying to go 3-0. You can hear that on 1230 KHAS at 1 o'clock. And on ESPN Radio tomorrow, a college football doubleheader, South Carolina and Missouri at 2:30, followed at 6:30 by Michigan and Notre Dame. And then on Sunday, a football tripleheader coming your way, capped off by the Ravens and the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. We're going to take a look at the first half stats here in just a moment. It's 26-6. Ravenna leads Centura on Classic Hits. Back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back here at Ravenna. We want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and, of course, to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the crew here as we continue on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Ravenna 26 and Centura 6. And Centura, not a whole lot of offense, Larry. Let's take a look at it. Jacob Osborne, 8 carries, 13 yards. Jake Hickok, 4 carries, 11 yards. Lucas Kine, 3 carries, negative 10. And Ben Roth, 3 carries for 0 yards. In fact, I gave him a little too much there as I misread my own writing. 18 carries, 14 yards on the ground. Through the air, Roth has put it up 3 times, and he's done, well, one of each. An incompletion, a touchdown completion, and an interception. 1 of 3 for a touchdown and a pick, 15 yards through the air, 14 on the ground. That's 29 yards of total offense in the first half here. And that resulted in 2 first downs. They punted the ball four times. They've turned it over three times, all in their own territory. They had three penalties for 11 yards. Their lone score came with a minute 46 to go before the half on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Ben Roth to Lucas Kine. And that came after Ravenna fumbled a punt at the 16-yard line. And that's the only score here in the first half for Centura. They, as the game moved along, didn't get their first down until midway through the second quarter. They got out of that double wing a little bit, went with the direct snap a couple of times, trying to spread Ravenna defensively a little bit, get eight guys at least not on the line of scrimmage ready to stop the play. And they did try to throw the ball a couple of times, but they just haven't had enough snaps in this football game. 21 snaps, 18 of them on the ground.
No, and that's just it. We talk about it every week. I mean, the number of plays you get will determine your success. And you can say part of that's your defense's fault, but a big part of that is you have to get first downs. You can't have possessions that only result in three plays and a punt or four plays. That's the big thing there, Doug. When you're looking at 21 plays, you know, I mean, you're talking about maybe only getting 40 plays in a game. You want to pick up the tempo, and, you know, there's some games you want 40 and a half.
Well, and Larry, let's take a look at a couple of the other bright notes. Centura's defense has played very, very well. They had the short field pretty much the whole football game. They actually stopped Ravenna in the red zone twice and gave up a fourth and goal at the 14 touchdown pass the other time. And when there's turnovers, it's hard to be out there stopping Ravenna. Ravenna had the short field the whole half.
And you don't want to do that with Ravenna, because Ravenna is going to probe, and they've got enough things that they do well. They're going to find what they can do against you. You really want to limit their play so you can keep Coach Hudson and Coach Gangwish, the offensive play callers, guessing for Ravenna. Right now, Ravenna knows that they're going to have trouble going outside. Centura has really played that pretty well, but they need to tighten up their veer game defense. They're running that inside veer and that midline play with a pretty fair amount of success, Ravenna is. So Centura needs to tighten that up a little bit.
Well, let's take a look at the first half numbers now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And Tom Siskowski, 6 carries, 21 yards. Josh Boardman has 8 carries for 26 yards and a touchdown. That'll actually be 7 carries for 26 yards and a touchdown. Gator Schott, 1 carry, 9 yards. Blake Cremosta, 4 carries for 32 yards and a touchdown. His first carry was a 30-yard touchdown run. So 18 carries, 88 yards through the air. Well, this isn't a joke. This is just fact. I've never seen Ravenna throw the ball this many times in a game, unless it was a playoff game where they were behind, and I've never, ever seen him throw it this many times in the first half. 7 of 12 for Blake Cremosta, no picks, 2 touchdowns, 124 yards through the air, 88 on the ground, 212 yards in the first half, 9 first downs for Ravenna. They had the one turnover, one punt for 41 yards, and when they did punt it, Centura fumbled it, and it led to their second touchdown. 4 penalties for 35 yards for Ravenna. They scored on their opening possession, a 30-yard run by Blake Cremosta. It was just a 42-yard drive because Centura fumbled on the third play of the game, then a 1-yard run by Josh Boardman after the 16-yard drive from the fumble punt. In the second quarter, a 14-yard pass from Blake Cremosta to Chance Bach. That was on fourth and goal at the 14. And then after yet another mistake, giving them a short field, a 34-yard pass from Cremosta to Gator Schott. And that was just a one-play drive. They were up 26-0 with 5:20 to go in the first half, and they now lead it by a score of 26-6. And we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, 26-6, as Centura will have to kick it off to start the third quarter. What do you do here now if you're Centura? Ravenna, I think it's pretty simple. Keep doing what you're doing. You've been doing a lot of things successful, but what do you do if you're Centura besides getting that first stop of the third quarter?
Yeah, if you're Centura, like the same defense you've been playing. I know giving up some points, but you've had the short field, playing pretty decent defensively. And offensively, if I'm Coach Hansen, I try to feel some things out. Again, maybe stay in the spread, see what type of stuff you have from there. It's going to be very tough to win running in between the tackles against Ravenna. I would maybe try to spread them out, get them in space, make them defend more of the field. Is what I would do in that spot.
You know, one thing I've seen besides the hard hitting, Ravenna may be young, but they're confident. They're confident out there. Most everybody we've seen out there, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, they're hitting hard. They're running hard. They haven't been timid. They haven't kind of just danced into the hole. They've all played very solid here this first half.
And that's the thing. You've got a situation where Coach Jensen's been here for 10 years. I believe they've got 8 straight playoff appearances. 5 district titles in his 10 years. He puts a quality team out there regardless of whether he's full of great players or mediocre players or whatever that is. He's going to put tough guys on the field, and that's what's happened here tonight with what Ravenna's brought.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna 26, Centura 6, and the second half is next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we get ready to start the second half here in Ravenna. Always fun to come over and cover the Blue Jays, and tonight the Centurions trying to give a ball game. The onside kick it, Blair? They already tried it once.
No, I don't.
And Ravenna is actually playing against that. They've got 20 yards from the 40 back to about the 15, little 25-yard hole there. And now we got all kinds of whistles. I think they'd blown the play ready to go yet. And they weren't going to onside it anyway.
Well, so the trickeration's over. Maybe now you onside it. Look, Ravenna guy's walking forward here.
And they run up to the ball, stop, and now spread out to boot the ball away. And we'll see what Hickok can do with this kick. And it's just a line drive kick. Squibs like Coach Hansen likes. Picked up at the 25 to the 30. Hole up the middle, 35, and brought down Chance Bach across the 40 to the 45. No chance it's in the pregame. I like to squib the ball so that there's not a very good opportunity to return it. He goes, I'll give you the ball at the 30. This time, Bach picked it up in full stride and brought it out to the 44.
Yeah, 44 is different than the 30. Well, Ravenna's going to come out, same eye pro here.
But out line to the left is going to be Trevin Barrett and Blake Cremosta. Comes up under center. And it to his high back, which is Siskowski. Siskowski will take it to midfield and just lead into Centura territory as the tackle is made by Brady Huesenfeld. And a good start to the second half. First play, a gain of 6. It'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, they started the second half with the same play. They started did their first drive with just a power play here to the near side, to the left side.
No big rushing numbers. 88 yards in the first half for Ravenna. Pretty well split out. They have it coming on one run. High formation again, and a quarterback, Cremosta, wants to keep it on the option. He slips one man and picks up some yards to the 40-yard line. Did a lot of that by reading his blocks. He could have been hit down right at the line of scrimmage, made a man miss, and picks up 10.
This is where Ravenna gets tough. When they start getting two or three of these runs to start working together, whether it be that ISO power, double dive-ish game, alongside their Veer game, they get very tough to defend them.
So already in Centura territory, a minute into the second half, out of the AI formation on first down. Again, Cremosta wants to keep it. This time he just wants to follow his fullback Boardman, and hanging on is Huizenfeld to drag him down for a short gain.
Yeah, and that looked like called from the sideline. It's probably just that, Doug. They probably called that follow. There really was no mesh with the fullback there. He stuck it out and just immediately put it away and followed his fullback through.
Call it second down and eight at the Centura 38-yard line between the 38 and the 37. Split out wide to the right, Gator's shot. They'll go double tight end and stay in that I formation with Boardman. And cheating up a lot of men in the box. We see some movement, and finally the penalty flags come. Centura started to come in, but they just flinched, and that made the left guard flinch for Ravenna. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty there, fifth of the ball game.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see that change the play calling much here. On second down, you still have plenty. You're second and about 14.
Yeah, they ran into the huddle, said same play, Brett, and here they go. So it'll be second down, called about 13 at the 43, winding the clock here as they send shot in motion all the way from the right to the left. They run option that way. Cremosta bumped to the outside, decides to keep it in well covered. There's Huizenfeld again on the tackle, and maybe a gain of a half a yard. It's going to be third down and 13.
Yeah, they just ran an option, and Centura did a good job stringing it out. The fullback there, if the fullback turns inside and pins the guy, he went out and blocked the pitch man there, and it allowed the guy that could cover the quarterback to cover him with no pitch coverage.
Franklin, 32, Red Cloud, 26. It's a new score. That's at halftime on our Valentino scoreline. Cremosta, third and long, drops back to pass, hit as he throws. It's a fly pattern, and he overshot Gator's shot. He just didn't have time that time, Larry. Centura actually got some pressure on Blake Cremosta, and we're going to see a punt for just the second time from the blue and white.
Yeah, and if you're Centura, this is great. This is what you wanted. Come out, you made your adjustments, now get a stop. Now you need to field it clean and get your offense on the field.
Yeah, each team has fumbled a punt return away without being hit. Just fumbled it on the catch, and Boardman to punt it away. Lucas Kine back to return it. Ball marked at the 43. Low snap bounces. Boardman pops it in the air. It's an end-over-end kick. Coming up, maybe fielding at the 16-yard line, lowering it as he's going to get hit at the 20-yard line. Kine squirts free and gets to the 25. So nice return off of a 27-yard punt.
Yeah, Gator's shot was there along with several other Blue Jays to make that tackle. He did a nice job there. He got about 4 or 5 yards after the first time he got hit.
And 27, that's okay. You're trying to just get it inside the 20. He hit it pretty high. He kind of did a good job. It was one on two, and he just kind of wiggled between those two Ravenna would-be defenders and moves it up to the 25-yard line, a 9-yard return. Centura's first offensive possession of the second half, 26-6. Ravenna, and they back into that tight double wing. Roth the quarterback. No, they've got a new quarterback. It's Holcomb. He hands it off into the backfield across the 30 to the 32-yard line. And is it going to be Osborne again? No, instead it's going to be Lucas Kine. They had been using him to run outside. This time they ran him inside. And he's going to pick up about 7 on the play.
Yeah, that's just a little student body. They pulled the guard and tackle there, leading up in there and just trying to get as many bodies into the hole as they can. But that's a great play for them here.
Well, they've moved Holcomb to quarterback, though, and he is only a freshman, so some pressure on the big fella. He stands as tall as anybody else out on the field. Stay in that double wing, motion to the far side, the left side, give it to Osborne, stretch play. Holcomb out there to try and make a block, and we're going to be close to the original line of scrimmage after it's all said and done. Maybe a gain of 1, still going to be third at about 2.5.
And, Doug, I do know that Coach Hansen's very high on Travis Holcomb and what he's going to bring to the Centurions for the next 4 years. So not a huge surprise to see him in the game here at this point as a freshman. Coach Hansen's talked quite a bit about him this summer.
They need to convert the third and two. Quick snap. Going to give it to Hickok on a fullback dive. He crashes across the 35, which would be enough to move the chains. They didn't even hardly get set before they snapped that ball and moved the chains. Just the third first down, and I think Coach Hudson might be saying the same thing over here.
Yeah, the umpire barely got moved out of the way, and they snapped it there in that situation. But that's great for Centura. They got a first down there. It took all, three downs to just keep kind of chugging it down the field there. But that's exactly what they need.
First and 10 at the 37-yard line. And they'll go with the double handoff inside Kine. There's nothing there. That really has not worked tonight. Maybe one time they got to the outside, but when they haven't got very many big plays on the ground anyway, not much has worked.
Now, the tough thing is it takes a little while to develop. They had it blocked right outside here, but they got penetration in the B gap, A and B gaps, and that's the problem. Something that takes a little longer to defend, and they're firing those A and B gaps, it's very, very tough then if you've got something that's going to take extra seconds to get outside.
No gain on the play, stick it in 10, and now they want to throw the football. Holcomb rolls out to his right, tucks it up to run, gets to the 40, to the 43, 44, and he'll be shoved out of bounds right there, and we've got a penalty flag. Gator shot made the tackle. The penalty flag is right where Holcomb turned the corner, and that usually means a hold. Block in the back is going to be called on Centura, and that'll back him up.
That's a tough call. We talked a little bit about this last week, but so many times that happens inside that tackle box or inside that 3 yard. And I suppose they're saying it was on a receiver out here. He could have been engaged with him and turned his back, but that's always a tough, tough call.
10-yard penalty makes it second down and 20. Ball mark back at the center, 29-yard line, 26-6. Ravenna with the lead, 7:21 to go here in the third quarter. Ravenna had to punt on their first possession here in the half. This is Centura's first. Al Holcomb with a fullback trap, and Hickok slips a tackle, 35-40, finally in some space. Stiff arms Cremoso to the 45, and he's got the first down just short of midfield. Hickok finally broke free. Cremoso came out of there with a football, but they say no. Hickok is down, and that is a gain of 22 on the play.
Yeah, Doug, Centura's got something going here. Now you're starting to see a few Ravenna players a little upset with themselves. They need to not be so concerned with what the stats were. Half wanting to keep them, there's just do your job here. And you know, Centura's not doing anything different they were doing in the first half. They're just starting to execute a little better. And so Centura's got something cooking here there at midfield.
First down and 10. Great run by Hickok. This time they send Osborne in motion off the left side. Not much there. Got a yard just to get into Ravenna territory for Jacob Osborne.
Yeah, I mean, they're just running those little toss plays and trying to get what they can and trying to get what they can and then popping one where they can. But I kind of like the misdirection and some of that. Ravenna's very on their toes here, not on their heels. They're coming forward. They're following hard, fast motion, spilling gaps as that happens. If you can get something that will hit fast and be misdirection, not longer developing, they got a chance.
Paul Bauer on the tackle, second down and 9. And they'll run a roll out to the right side. Holcomb with time throws it over the middle, and it is behind his intended receiver and broken up by Chance Bach. It was actually behind him as well, trying to get it to Bedrock. And it'll be an incomplete pass, bring up third down and 10.
On any type of those crossing patterns, you always tell your quarterback you can throw it low, you can throw it high, you can throw it in front of him, you can't throw it behind him. Those crossing patterns always have trailing defenders.
Well, first pass of his varsity career. He had some mustard on it. He just threw it behind him a little bit, and that'll bring up third and long, and let's see what Coach Hansen decides to call here. Keep it safe or throw that ball again. When they were throwing it in the first half, they tried to get it to Holcomb. Now he's the quarterback. And they'll throw. He gets tripped up before he even got a chance to get through. I think the center lost where he was. He didn't get tripped. He actually got knocked down by number 66, Damian McAlevey. He didn't even get a chance to take a step back, and he's going to lose a couple, maybe three, fourth and 13.
That was a great job. McAlevey just dove right at his feet as he was taking his big drop and tackled him right there. Looks like Ravenna's going to, or excuse me, Centura's going to pump the ball away here on fourth down.
Hickok ready to boot it away for the fifth time here in the ball game. Good snap, not much of a rush, and he'll get a knuckleball away, and it goes between him and the ball will die at the 10-yard line. Great punt, but I think some miscommunication there by the two Ravenna kick returners, and it went right between them. That's going to be a punt of 43 yards and no return.
Yeah, this is interesting, Doug. The two returners last time had a miscommunication where the up guy tried to field it and the back guy should have, led to a turnover. This time, nobody wanted to touch it, so maybe the butt chewing that went on after the turnover was so much, nobody wanted to touch it.
We'll see what Ravenna can do now. Kearney leading Grand Island 17-0, start of the third quarter at Foster Field. Ball marked at the 9-yard line, and Cremoso wants to keep it on an option and has some room as he turns the corner to the near side, breaks a tackle at the 20 and is drugged down at the 25-yard line. Holding on for dear life that time was Travis Holcomb, or else Cremosta was going to be running for a long, long time from the 9 out to the 26, a gain of 17.
Well, I can't tell you what a beautiful read that was there, and he got it right into the right spot. It was an inside veer play. You just don't see that very often from a sophomore quarterback running the option. That was a great job.
Now they go to that diamond look here with the shotgun and three backs. Inside handoff and nothing doing that time for Chance Bach. Might have got a yard out to the 27.
Yeah, if the fullback there kicked the end out, that he's still running. Their lead back there, or they were short a guy. The defensive end doesn't get kicked out there.
That means the defensive guy did his job.
I suppose so. If you're a defensive guy.
Offensive guys, well, if you would have just done
that's
that.
Right.
Well, sometimes the defensive guy wins the play. And that'll bring a second down and a 9. They'll stay in that same formation. Here comes a blitz up the middle. It's going to be an option to the right side and being hit and drugged down at the line of scrimmage is Cremosta. He slipped through a couple, but there are five Centurions waiting for him. And it'll bring up third down and long. They're going to give him out to about the 29-yard line, so a gain of 2, third and 7.
Yeah, that got a little bit chippy there at the very end. You had on the backside way away from the play. You had an O-lineman and a D-lineman kind of going after it there.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. It's still Ravenna 26 and 6. But third and long now for the Blue Jays as they spread the field out of the shotgun Cremosta. Long count sends Siskowski in motion from left to right. And they will hand it to him on the end around, and he is going to be hit field and dropped immediately for a loss. Here comes a late, late penalty flag out there. The tackle is made. Aaron Williams has had a great game defensively, but some penalty flags came out late.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it got chippy on the last play, Doug, and I think it's going to cost one of the teams 15 here, and I think it's probably Ravenna.
Well, Centura, Ravenna's walking backwards, and Centura, that would just be the death blow to him right there to have finally held Ravenna, make him punt, then give him 15. Now a long conversation here by the officials, but good containment there. Siskowski can end up losing about 3 yards on the play. Got a hold signal against Ravenna, which will obviously be declined. But the flags came at a different time. I thought the second flag was just to kind of help your buddy out who threw the first flag, but they're still discussing things now.
You mean officials throw courtesy flags?
That's not what Jimmy told me. Jimmy Langan would never tell me that they do that. Never happened.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, I've seen that happen a lot of times, but I always thought they had tremendous vision, those side judges that go racing in at the end of it, throwing a flag at their buddy.
What you have, same thing you did.
That's what you always hear, and it makes you so mad because the guy running in had no idea what it was.
Well, they do signal that it was a hold, and they declined the penalty, so it'll be fourth down and 10, Ravenna at their own 25-yard line, and Josh Boardman to punt it away for the second time tonight. A 41-yarder, then a 27-yarder inside the 20-yard line. Snap a little high. Rush is coming. Boardman tosses it and boots it away. Fairly short, taken by the Centurions at their own 48. Oh, big hit as he comes across midfield to the 44-yard line. The tackle made by Cody Eskridge, who's done well on special teams. But they're hitting out there. That time around, though, not the deepest of punts, only about a 24-yarder.
And if you're Centura right here, you're happy. There's 3:25 left in the third quarter, and you've found a way here to keep this thing. Yes, you would have liked to have scored, but you've kept this thing in a manageable spot here.
Officially a 28-yard punt, a return of 9 yards. Centura, for the first time tonight since that fumbled punt, starts in Ravenna territory, and they'll just run it off that option to the right side out of the double wing to the 40. And down goes number 25, Lucas Kine. Gain of 3.
Yeah, going to be a gain of 3 here. It leaves you second down and on schedule. But the clock is running. Centura needs to find a way to get some sort of a shot play here, get a score, and get this thing down to where it's a two-play game.
Ball squarely on the 40-yard line. Travis Holcomb, the quarterback now in the second half, taking over for Ben Roth. It's a draw play. Hickok room again, 35 into the secondary, 30. Stiff arm down the left sideline, 25-20. Shock him there, 15-10. It'll be shoved out of bounds. First and goal down around the 8.
Now, I didn't think the shock play would come in the form of a fullback in the A-gap, but it's exactly what Centura needed. They've got to capitalize on this here, Doug. They're going to have the ball at about the 5-yard line.
We'll call it a 30, 4-yard run that time. By far the biggest play of the night for the Centurions. First and goal at the 6. Two delayed handoffs to Hickok have been big hitters here in the second half. First and goal at the 6. They're bringing everybody for Ravenna. They give it to Hickok. He can barely get his feet moving. He might get the 5-yard line. Second and goal.
Now that is just a mass of humanity, Doug. They hand it to the fullback. He goes straight up into the A-gap. And there were 20 to 21 guys.
If Holcomb would have taken one step back and just threw it 50 feet into the air to the right corner, Centura would have been the only one that had a chance to run under it because Ravenna brought everybody.
Yeah.
Second and goal at 5 on the far hash near the Centura sidelines. 26-6 Ravenna, 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Holcomb, motion. We've got a penalty flag. Somebody's going 5 yards. Oh, we signaled offsides over there. Offsides on Ravenna, and that'll move it between the 2 and the 3, second and goal.
Yeah, now you've got something cooking. You can probably just stay right with your fullback here. On that play, they'd gotten the handoff off, Doug, and it did go to the fullback before they'd blown it dead. So Coach Hansen was just going to stay with the guy that got him down here.
So they'll remark the ball, restart the clock, under 2 minutes to go here in quarter number 3. Same score we were at halftime, 26-6 Ravenna, but Centura knocking on the door, down 26-0 at one point. Second and goal just inside the 3. Holcomb takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself off the left side and walk in. No, he's going to hand it off. He kept it, he walked in. He did give it to Hickok.
Yeah, and there's nothing doing there.
Was it Hickok that did it, or did he actually hand it off to Jacob Osborne? They finally got me on one of them trying to watch four of them. I think it might have been Osborne, and he didn't get anything. It's third and goal at the 2.
Yeah, and I could not tell who had the ball. I don't think it was Hickok because he went straight up the middle.
So Osborne will get credit for the carry. Third down and goal at the 2. Osborne to the right. Hickok behind Holcomb. Holcomb this time tries to follow Hickok, and this time he does go into the end zone for a center touchdown. So last time he would have got in. This time he just did a little what we saw at Millard North last week. He just spun, pivoted to the right side, and followed his big fella Hickok into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown, 26-12.
That's big time for the freshman, Doug. That's big time. Come in and, you know, start getting some of those first-timers on the road against a great team like Ravenna and get it in here. And you score here and make it 26-14, and things are very interesting.
Keeps you in the ball game as they go for 2, back to pass, some problems. Holcomb just throws it up, and it's going to be knocked down by Gator's shot, trying to get it in the hands of Jacob Osborne. He actually did have some time to throw the ball, but the 2-point conversion is no good. 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Ravenna 26, Centura 12 on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your field that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer, and can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, Centura's going to line up for an onside kick. They're not going to bunch. They're going to line up for an onside kick, squib it, and the ball does bounce around, but Ravenna's able to get on top of it. They kicked it 15, 17, 18 yards down the field, and Centura just couldn't get there that quickly. So Ravenna starts with good field position again at the 43-yard line.
I like that call there from Coach Hansen in the sense, you know, your defense is up, they're going to go down, whether it's 70 yards or, you know, 50 yards. I like the call there. You know, you're down to basically a quarter. There's only a minute left. You've pulled close enough here. You move the ball on that last drive. Get as many possessions as you can.
Centura's defense has to hold. Ravenna now needs to get that offense going again, which was moving in the first half. And they go to the big Boardman, dive up the middle, gets a couple of the 45-yard line with a minute to go in the third quarter, 26-12 Ravenna. Centura scored the last 2 touchdowns, though.
Yeah, when you look at the third quarter, Jimenez been outscored in the third quarter here. I mean, Centura's doing some nice things. They've kind of battened down the hatches here a little bit. What they can't do here, Doug, is give up the big play and let Ravenna get right back into it.
Well, this is such a stretch for Centura that you'll home, but it's Thayer Central and Blue Hill the next 2 weeks. Sent from the field, and they'll put Kremosta in the shotgun. Siskowski in motion from left to right. Take the handoff to him. Quarterback draw. Kremosta gets hit, bounce off of it, and he is being bulldogged down into Centura territory by Brady Usenfeld, who was just drug along that Duke-covered field down there to the 46-yard line and moved the chains of first down.
Yeah, and I was thoroughly confused there, Doug. I'm not sure what happened, but a Centura defender just tackled number 51, Luke Helig, from Ravenna, and I thought when I saw him, he literally tackles him. I thought he had the ball, and I look, and he's number 51, and they're running downfield. So
maybe time to get one more playoff here. 5 seconds as Ravenna comes up. Now they say to just hold it. And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play here in week four. It is Ravenna 26 and Centura 12. Back with more high school football after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, the great folks here at Ravenna, and the fine sponsors bringing you tonight, Friday Night Football. Ravenna 26, Centura 12. Ravenna has it first and 10 at the Centura 47-yard line to start the fourth quarter of play. Out of the I formation, shot now moves from right to left, and they'll pitch it that way. Siskowski tries to follow his blocks, has to bounce outside, look for the little running room that he can get, and he's shoved down just short of the out-of-bounds marker in front of the Centura bench for just about a yard, yard and a half. And it's going to bring up second down and nine.
Yeah, Centura did a good job stringing it out. Of course, they ran the sweep there to the boundary, so Centura was able to use the boundary as another defender there.
Well, Centura turned it over twice in the first quarter, leading to Ravenna's first two touchdowns, a 30-yard run by Blake Cremosta and a one-yard run by Josh Borbin after a fumbled punt. Centura's first score came after a Ravenna fumbled punt. Again, both those fumbled punts, they just dropped them. They weren't even hit. Here's a straight handoff over the right side to Siskowski. And look at this Centura defense. They don't give him anything. Maybe a half a yard. There's two, three, four guys there. And the first guy, I think, to get to the pile that time. And we got a man down in on the tackle, Ben Roth and Brady Husenfeld. And Siskowski, who carried the ball, is still down on the field.
Yeah, and that's interesting. That was the same power play they'd been getting 5 and 6 with, Doug, and they got nothing there that time.
So Siskowski gets a half a yard, and it's going to be third down and 8, but we've got an injury timeout. Scott Kratzer, the trainer, on hand, and we'll take a break and see what's going on when we come back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Tom Siskowski will walk off slowly under his own power, Larry.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We're not sure what it was there. It looked like maybe his foot or his ankle. There were a lot of people there, and a lot of times when you get that ball carry that goes to cut upfield around a lot of people, you know, you can have somebody roll into you real easy.
Big play right now in the football game since this game has gotten close again. It's third down and a full seven at the Centura 43. Ravenna has not put any points on the board here in the second half, and if Centura can give them a three and out, make them kick the football away, give them a chance here. For Ravenna, they can keep the momentum and keep this two-touchdown distance if they can garner a first down. And now, without Siskowski, the wrong personnel is in there, and Ravenna is going to have to burn the timeout. That's the first timeout of the second half. So while they do that, let's take a look at the latest scores that we have. In the third quarter, this is the Valentino scoreline. They deliver the pizza. We deliver the scores. Kearney 24, Grand Island nothing in the third. Sots Bluff, they are the real deal. 32-8 over Aurora. That is a final. Northwest leading Garing 40-23 in the fourth. Beatrice leading Hastings 44-0 in the second half. York 14, Holdridge 6 in the third quarter of play. Adams Central 41, given nothing in the third. Kearney Catholic 34, Central City nothing in the fourth. Grand Island Central Catholic 24, St. Paul 10. And that's a little surprise how close it is, but when that's your rival, you stand up and you fight. And St. Paul is doing a little bit more of that here tonight in their football game. Shelton 56, Axtell 6 in the third quarter. Arapahoe had a 6-point lead over Elm Creek. Franklin a 6-point lead over Red Cloud in the second half at last check. Now it's third and seven. We're ready to go. Kremosta back to pass. Rolls has time. Throws it out here. Has a man. There's Techmeyer. Great catch. Penalty flag. 25-20. Penalty flag thrown 20 yards from the back judge back towards the middle of the pile. If play stands, it will have covered about 23 yards. But that doesn't look like a play that's going to stand. He about threw his arm out throwing that flag. Had to be catching it out of the side. And had pretty good peripheral vision there because you need to be watching who's catching the ball. And let's see what the white hat tells us.
Yeah, and he just, I mean, he threw it. It must be on Centura. They're talking. How does the back judge call
it? Well, now they signal a legal procedure, but I'm guessing here either they threw it to a man that was covered from the line. It probably should have been an illegal shift. You don't throw a flag for a legal procedure there. Either they didn't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage, or you threw it to the man that was covered. So nonetheless, it is a penalty, a 5-yard penalty, and it will be third down and 12.
Yeah, as a coach, my head just turned into a volcano, and I'm probably not taking the explanation.
So that, I think you probably just got the wrong signal, unless it was not enough guys on the line of scrimmage, then I believe that would be the proper signal. But I'm not sure that that would have been his call to know that there was enough guys. So whatever it is, it's a 5-yard penalty on Ravenna, and they're going to have to do it again, third and 12 at the Centura 48.
And I think it's fair enough. Coach Hudson didn't really refute it at all.
So they'll spread it out again, twins right and left, Boardman into block, presumably. Man in motion, and another whistle, and all of a sudden the wheels have come off of Ravenna. We've got a timeout here for the Blue Jays as soon as Chance Bach went in motion. So since the injury to Siskowski, even a little bit before that, Ravenna seems to maybe have lost a little bit of focus up big early in this football game, and all of a sudden it's 26-12. They've got a third and long with 9:49 to go.
And you've used two timeouts basically on this third down in here, you know, in this series. So this is kind of a big down here, Doug, third and long.
We'll take a break. Be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark Pivot dealer around.
Well, try it again, 3rd and 12 here for the Ravenna Blue Jays at the Centura 48. Bach in motion. They'll fake the handoff, back to pass. Cremosta has time, throws it towards the sideline, shot with the catch at the 32. Cremosta has been outstanding throwing the football tonight, and it's enough for the first down.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's throwing their outs, but their drags, and he's just kind of throwing it up where only his guy can go get it, and the receivers are doing a nice job in high-pointing the ball.
That's only the second pass attempt I have for Blake here in the second half, but he completes another one to move the chains. First and 10, Ravenna at the 32. That's a big one for the Blue Jays. Centura was licking their chops. High formation. Quarterback keeps it, Cremosta on the option. As he turns the corner, they're doing a great job. Jake Hickok on the tackle.
Yeah, and Hickok's a heck of a football player. We've seen him on offense do a great job. There on defense, he had the quarterback responsibility on the option, does a great job, steps up, makes a big hit. The key to that first down there, though, Doug, is there's 9 minutes left in this game, and Ravenna can probably use most of them here.
Well, that's going to kill another couple of minutes off the clock, but Centura's got to keep them going here. They're going to be in four-down territory if that's necessary. On second down, option to the right side. Cremosta puts both hands on the football, carries it to the 25-yard line, and that's going to pick up about 5 more yards and bring up third down and 3. Cremosta with 78 yards here in the ball game on the ground. By far the leader on the ground for this football team. I've got him for 140 yards through the air, but they just haven't moved it much in the second half. They've had great field position. That's why they've been on Centura's side of the field, but not a whole lot of offense to show for it. Third down, officially it's 4, with 8:20 to go in the game. 26-12, Ravenna trying to convert another third now. They just converted 3rd and 13. Cremosta, long count, option left side, pitched out there to the new back, Josh McQuinn. He'll take it to the left side, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown for Ravenna. Where did that one come from?
What a great run.
McWiggin, first time we've even seen him in the game, and he goes 25 yards for the touchdown.
Yep, dynamite job on that, Doug. That starts to show you maybe Ravenna's got a little bit of depth as far as guys running the ball.
So a 25-yard touchdown run here in the fourth quarter of play. With 8:04, and that should pretty much seal the deal. But wow, some guts to bring McWiggin in, and he makes some pay by getting the ball into the end zone. You're back up there for Sisowski. They go for 2, and they're going to run it right up the gut. Quarterback counter into the end zone for the 2-point conversion is Blake Cremosta. So 8:04 to go in the game. It's now Ravenna 34, Centura 12. We're back after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Ready to kick the ball away, bounces at the 25-yard line. Centura picks it up off the kickoff to the 30. Not quite going to get to the 30-yard line. There hasn't been a whole lot of returning tonight for Centura. They pick up the squib kicks, and they've started right between the 25 and 35 all night long.
They just need to refine that magic here they had on that last drive, Doug. They ran their offense, nothing else, and did a really nice job. They haven't had back in here and just find that same magic again.
And they'll come back out in that double wing here. Toss it right up the middle. Nothing there. That's the most basic football play you can run right there. Nothing going for the I-back of Osborne. He got a yard. If that, maybe the line of scrimmage, that's all they're going to say.
Yeah, Preston McDowell and Tyler Douglas were there along with about 9 other Blue Jay defenders.
I've got Osborne, 12 carries, 16 yards in the football game. That's not what they're looking for. Travis Holcomb's done a good job at the quarterback position since taking over here in the second half. Fullback dive to Hickok. That time, Ravenna was ready for it. Hickok, a minimal gain of 2. We'll call it 3rd and 8. And there's their preseason all-state candidate, Jeff Boardman, making the tackle there for Ravenna, and he's done a nice job tonight. No, for Centura, you know, geez, when you get that's a lot of bruises on Saturday. The ball 15, 16 times for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of bruises on Saturday without a lot of reward. But Jake Hickok has earned his money tonight. He's done a great job.
Call it 3rd down and long here, about 8 yards to go. Fake the handoff. It is everybody jailbreak to the near sideline. And it's going to be, once again, Jacob Osborne trying to get to the corner. I think the whole line pulled to try to get him out there. He makes a nice run across the 30 to about the 34, but they're going to be about 3 yards short of the first down, a gain of 6.
I'm sure they'll go for this, Doug. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to punt the ball here.
6:39 as he runs out of bounds to go in a ball game. Ravenna 34 after just getting on the board. Centura 12. It was 26-0. Centura made it to interesting. Ravenna converted a 3rd down and 13 after a penalty that allowed them to keep that drive alive. And Centura will go for it at their own 34-yard line. Option play right side. Holcomb, the quarterback, keeps it, tries to stretch forward to get there, and I think he's going to be just short. He got across the 35 to the 36, but I think he's going to need the 36 and a half. The big fella just couldn't get the football stretched. Oh, they give him the first down. They're not even going to measure. Mark Hudson walks on the field. Says, what are you doing? Hey, I would have thought that would at least been a measurement.
I would think so, too.
Okay, well, maybe a break there for Centura. And a first down. Only their 6th of the game.
Coach Hudson can't believe it.
But he's up 34-12, so now they'll hand it off up the middle again to the big fella. And just kind of crashing forward. Hickok picks up a yard.
Tough
yard. Down to 9.
Tough yard. From tight end to tight end, it can't be, but it's 5 yards maybe is their tight end to tight end. You know, I mean, they are foot-to-foot split on top of each other.
Ravenna will play at Blue Hill next week. They have just one home game left in a couple of weeks against Wood River, then that big one at the end of the year at Donovan. 2nd down. Holcomb fakes the handoff. He wants to throw. Has some time. Lofts it up there for Roth, and he kind of lost where it was, and it falls incomplete. At midfield. I think at first he thought he really overthrown him, and it only bounced. It's about a yard in front of him. It'll be 3rd down.
That's tough. It's basically a two-receiver route. You have 4 defenders around 2 receivers in that situation, like a little old 8-man play where they're sending them both across the field on a flood.
As you said, this is a team that hasn't even thrown for 100 yards yet this year. They've only got 15 in the air tonight. It was a touchdown pass. Ben Roth was the quarterback in the first half. Hit Lucas Kine. Now it's 3rd down and 9. Centura at their own 37-yard line, trailing 34-12, 5:52 to go. Go with the double handoff to the near side. Little running room that time. Osborne, 40-45, 1st down, and he'll be thrown out of bounds at the 49. Ravenna tried to strip the ball back here in the backfield and didn't get the ball or the tackle, and Blake Cremosta will bring him down after a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, Osborne with a nice little run there. That was really good.
That's his biggest gain of the night.
But it is, Doug, you know, you talked about it. So with tonight, basically you're 5 minutes and 44 seconds away from your season being half over, and you have 70 yards passing on the season.
Boy, some white jerseys coming in there for Centura. Here's Zach Harston, 120-pound sophomore, lining up at end. Fake the handoff, rolling out again. Holcomb under some pressure, and he'll throw it out here and get rid of it. Good play there. They were going for Harston, but he kept backpedaling some good served up the middle that time by the Ravenna defensive line.
Yeah, that was the same pass play we saw earlier there. I like what I see out of the fight out of Centura. You know, the record or the result tonight might not reflect that, but this thing's moving in the right direction. They're 2-1. They're going to leave tonight 2-2, but with having done a lot of really good things, I think.
And they're going to be the underdog the next 2 weeks and maybe the favorite the last 2 weeks. But 4-4, if they got to that point, it would be as good as they've had in the whole decade here. Here's a draw play to Hickok, and there's nowhere to go. He gets to midfield, but it's a gain of a yard, and it's all blue inside. The tackle made by Alec Cremosta. 3rd down and 9.
Third and uncomfortable when you run what they run. But I hope
I hope the people and the kids will stay patient in that area, because Coach Hansen will do a good job. When he got there, it was just in a really tough spot. He'll get them worked in the right direction.
3rd and 9. Holcomb sends his man in motion, then gives it off on the inside handoff to Hickok, who started up the field and is drugged down from behind.
Alec Cremosta did a great job there taking his legs out.
Preston McDowell also in there getting dirty. And don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, run down some score updates for you. Then we'll send it back to the studios for the Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard show with Skip Barry, Stacy Johns, Merrick Lawson, and the crew. Send your scores in, folks. 900 call or text 646-0506. 4th down and 9, center at midfield. They line up to go for it. Travis Holcomb back 7 steps, has time, fires it down the football field, and it's a jump ball. It is deflected. It is picked off. Off the deflection into the hands of Cody Esker, down the left sideline from the 40 to the 50 and into Centura territory at the 45. Doesn't make a difference on the Centura sideline. They lost the jump ball, but a nice play by Ravenna.
The interesting thing there is your coach there as a defensive back to knock the ball down, bat it down on 4th down there, so you get the incomplete, you get it back at the original line of scrimmage. So the original defender does bat it down, but when he turned and batted it down, he batted it right to his teammate.
It's a lot more fun to pick it off.
That's right.
34-12, Ravenna, 4:15 to go in our football game. Ravenna back on the offense, still got the first team offense in there. And Cremosta will turn and hand it off. And that's going to be McWiggin, who scored on his first carry of the ball game. He's in there for the injured Tom Siskowski, and he crashes to the 40, just stretches it across to the 39-yard line, a gain of 8.
Yeah, you're just going to see that B-gap run here now by Ravenna, not only to close it out, but I'm sure Coach Hudson would like to get another one here.
34-12, Blue Jays. And again, as we said, next week at Blue Hill, maybe for the district title. Donovan Trumbull is obviously going to have something to say about that. But just looking at the early season results, 2nd down, long 2. They'll send Bach in motion, little collision in the backfield. They do get the handoff to McWiggin, and he is going to be short of the 1st down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
You know, like I say, Ravenna would like to get another one here. This is a situation that's not, you know, it's 34-12. I understand they're going to win the game. This has nothing to do with a score run-up or anything like that. Ravenna's offense hasn't looked super smooth here in the second half. And if you're Ravenna or Coach Hudson, you'd like to put a nice drive together to finish this game off with, so you have some good feelings coming back to work on Monday.
Cozad 26, Chase County 14 at the end of 3. We've got a timeout called here by Centura on the defensive side of the football. Some other scores that we have to pass along to you. If I can get back to our original page of scores here. Kearney 24, Grand Island 6 in the 4th. Beatrice 44, Hastings nothing in the 4th. York 14, Holdridge 6 in the 3rd. Adams Central taking care of their business down the road at Gibbon, 41-0 in the 4th. Kearney Catholic now blowing out Central City, 48-0 at the end of the 3rd. How about this one? Central Catholic 24, St. Paul 17 as they head to the 4th quarter of play. St. Paul had shown virtually no fight in the first 3 games, and all you got to do is put that rival in front of them, and that's going to be interesting. St. Cecilia 61, Superior nothing in the 4th quarter of a play. Donovan Trumbull 39, Thayer Central 6 in the 3rd quarter. It is still Arapahoe 12-6 over Elm Creek in the 3rd. Franklin 45, Red Cloud 32 in the 4th. Overton leading Southwest 61-12 in the 4th. Giltner 72, Heartland Lutheran 12 in the 3rd. Shelton 56, Axtell 6 in the 4th quarter of play. Here it is, Ravenna 34 and Centura 12. With 3:04 to go in the football game. 3rd down and 1, Ravenna at the Centura 38-yard line out of the I formation. Blake Cremosta sends Gator shot in motion from left to right. He is the only man in motion, and they are going to keep it in, coming through to nail him. Cremosta back at the 45-yard line is Tyler Sokol. And now a late penalty flag. Jake Hickok's going, what just happened? There wasn't anybody within 8 yards of him, but something must have happened for the official to take some time and reach for the flag.
He must have said, no, it's a
personal foul. Going to be pointed towards Centura. And instead of it being 4th and 7, it's going to be 1st and 10.
There must be something going on. Coach Hudson just pointed at one of his players, and the player put his hand in the air. So maybe on the last several plays there's been a little scrum going on there. But that's tough for Centura, because Centura had just got the big stop. They were going to get the ball back. And now Ravenna, with 2:53 left, has got a first down at Centura's 29-yard line.
So when you play that close and you have so many plays in that pile, there could be a lot of things going on that aren't too comfortable. Three wideouts this time. Cremosa is going to go with the shotgun with Boardman back there. Now they're going to, Boardman says, get under center. And so he does. They send Bach in motion, giving him trips to the right side. Fake the handoff, wants to follow Boardman, but they wrap up Cremosa as he got a yard. And big number 78, Nick Sir, is in there.
Yep, Ravenna just went with a kind of a mirror set, a four-wide set, motioned it across, and ran a veer play there. My guess is that's the type of thing we're going to see for the next 2.5 minutes.
Vern Lundquist would love to call this young man's name Nick. Yes, sir, right there.
That's right.
Second down and 9 at the 28-yard line. Ravenna up 34-20. Well, they're going to even their record. Both teams will be 2-2 after this. Cremosa, handoff to McWiggin. And here comes the penalty flag as he slowly jumps into the hole there. Not looking to do too much but keep that clock moving. But instead, we'll see a penalty flag, and it's going to go against Ravenna for a hold, it would seem.
This is kind of interesting. Ravenna's had an offensive lineman here that's, in the last two series, has been in a lot of these scrums. Now they're going to call him for holding. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Hudson leaves him in the game or just gets him out here so you don't have an issue that could carry over to next week.
So the 10-yard holding penalty will be the 8th penalty of the ball game for a total of 58 yards. Ball will be moved back to the 43, and they'll roll the clock. 2:10 to go, 34-12 here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolas, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bisco Sports postgame show coming up. Option read, right side, hole, Cremosa, good spin move to get away at the 35, steps out of a tackle, cuts back at the 30, and getting him down by the ankle is going to be number 25, Lucas Kine, and then a late hit flag, and that's one of those where the Centura defender was in the air but landed on him, and it's going to be another personal foul. Good run by Cremosa of 13 yards, and then tack on the personal foul.
Yeah, and Ravenna's going to hold the ball here to the end or for Centura to get it back. I think it's going to have to be after Ravenna score. There's a minute 53 left, and Centura now has started to show their getting a little undisciplined now as this started to get away from them.
I will say, I don't know what the first personal foul was. That flag didn't need to be thrown. It was not dirty. It was not late. I see why it was thrown. It looked bad. He was in the air. They landed on the ground. They throw the flag. I don't have a problem with the flag, but that was not an intentional late hit of any kind. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. A minute 45 to go in this football game. Split the backs, although they're not lined up in the victory formation yet. Cremosa is managed to count down the 5 seconds so we can use as much time as possible. Boardman, McWiggin, maybe they will victory because way back there is Chance Bach. And, yeah, he will take an E. And if Centura doesn't call timeout, he'll have to do it maybe two more times and we'll be out of here. Misko's Sports postgame show coming up. It got interesting, though. It was 26-0 midway through the second quarter. Then a break off of a fumbled punt return got Centura on the board. Centura shut down Ravenna on their first drive of the second half, punched another one in, made it 26-12. But Ravenna found a way to convert either third and longs or fourth and shorts to keep some drives alive here in the second half. And once again, Cremosa waiting to take a knee here. And they did just enough to get to 2-2 on the season. 50 seconds to go. They'll snap and have to do it one more time. You get a couple of teams here, they're going to win more football games. That's always good to see.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, like you say, Ravenna did enough to win tonight. When they, you know, the thing is, and Ravenna may have, you know, though it was a little sloppy tonight, when they needed a big play, they got it on both sides of the ball. If they needed a big stop, they got it. Or if they needed to convert on a big third down, they did.
And very impressive for the sophomore, Blake Cremosa. He threw the ball very, very well. His guys caught the ball, which always helps, but he threw some great balls tonight as he takes one final knee in the final 15 seconds. We'll run off the clock. And your final score here tonight, midway through the season. It's Ravenna 34 and Centura 12. For our producer, engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on KKPR.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Ravenna, where tonight's ball game has come to an end 34-12 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. And it is time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. All night it sounded like, Larry, we were trying to find a way to keep Centura in this football game. They came in as an underdog, a football team that has not had a 2-1 start for nearly, I believe it was 8 years, I look back when they started 3-0 and ended up 4-4. This is a football team. Thayer Central really got thumped tonight, so I don't know how competitive they can be with them next week, but they realistically look like a 4-4 football team, and for a team that wins one and then two, you know, making a 5 or 6 jump in a season is going to be pretty tough. They still have a lot of young kids. Coach Hansen said they've got a 15 eighth graders that are going to be coming up next year. This is a program that's just going to take some time to build, but I think pretty soon they're going to be there. They won't have to run 90% out of that double wing, and you got a nice young freshman in Travis Holcomb among the many kids that we saw out there tonight.
Well, that's the key, you know, for them to continue with this 2-1 or now 2-2 start, they need to get healthy. I mean, I think, you know, their leading rusher wasn't in pads tonight.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that much after the pregame. They had 5-6 kids that weren't even in play tonight.
And Levi Ronquist wasn't in play tonight, and he's their leading rusher. You know, so I think that's or Rosenquist, excuse me. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. And they do have a very good young quarterback in Holmquist. He's going to do a nice job. This freshman sophomore class they have right now is really good. And if Coach Hansen can keep those kids together and keep the community behind those kids and behind his program, they're going to win a bunch of football games. But the lumps aren't over. You know, they're going to have to take a few more of these.
Well, you're missing, as you said, Levi Rosenquist. You haven't even got your quarterback, Michael Hansen, back. He's been out, hasn't even taken a snap, might be able to come back next week, according to the coach. You're missing T.J. Littlemeyer. He played tonight, excuse me, Jacob Christensen. You're missing Ben Sir. I mean, Nick is the senior. You got the younger one in Ben who would be able to help this football team out. So they're hoping to get a couple of them back next week. And tonight it didn't look like they got anybody knocked out that we saw. The only concern would be Tom Siskowski for Ravenna. And I think ice at rest, it didn't look serious. And hopefully Scotty Kratzer was able to get him fixed up, and he'll be able to go after not playing last week because of the ankle. Whether that was retweaked or if it was something else, it's going to take some time. It's easier to bang it up that way once you get it hurt.
Yeah, there's no question for Ravenna, you know, they're different than they've been in the past. In the past, they've been indeed gotten somebody hurt or something like that. They've been able to plug somebody in. They're fairly thin right now, and injuries can and will hurt them a pretty fair amount. They can't afford to lose anybody, where in the past they've been able to avoid that a little.
Well, district play getting underway. Here's a couple of scores for you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Kearney 31, Grand Island 14. That's a final score. Donovan Trumbull 45. And Thayer Central 6 is a final score. Arapahoe beats Elm Creek 36-20. Bruning Davenport Shickley over McCool Junction 30-20 in that football game. Also tonight, checking a couple of other games in the area. Beatrice Downs Hastings 44-0 is the final in that contest. We've got a Kearney Catholic blanking Central City by a score of 48-0. Adams Central defeats Gibbon tonight, 47-0 was the last score that we had on that. Let me pick up a couple of more for you. It was Axtell falling to Shelton, 56-6. Overton over Southwest, 61-12. Franklin, 45-32 over Red Cloud in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic, 31-17 over St. Paul in the fourth quarter. Finals include St. Cecilia over Superior, 67-0. North Platte St. Pat's over Wood River, 49-0. Adams Central over Gibbon, 47-0. Northwest over Caring, 40-23. Scott's Bluff beat Aurora, 32-8. Alliance over Lexington by a score of 28-21. Here it was 34-12, Ravenna over Santura, and we'll give you the final stats right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Going to be option to the left side, and Cremosta has the first down and more. 25-20, up the middle, there's no safety. Touchdown, Cremosta.
And that's that beer game right there. He ran a beer play, and it was a pull kick.
And that is how the first score of the game came tonight, a 30-yard touchdown run for Lake Cremosta. And, Larry, again, early turnovers really put Santura behind the eight ball, and more importantly, Ravenna capitalized on those.
Yeah, as you see the end of this game, or you look at the score, I mean, take away that last score at the very end of the game, it's a two-score game, basically, and those two scores came off of Centura turnovers. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Ravenna did a great job tonight. They took advantage and took full of every opportunity that Centura gave them. When they needed a big play, they got one, and, the stats might not look great. The score might not look great. They got done what they needed to get done tonight.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats unofficially that I had, starting with the Centurions. Jacob Osborne, 14 carries, 34 yards in the football game tonight. You had Jake Haycock for 12 carries and 77 yards. Lucas Scott had 6 carries, 0 yards. Ben Roth, 3 carries, 0 yards. Travis Holcomb, 3 carries, 2 yards, and a touchdown run. 38 rushing attempts, 113 yards for Centura. The passing game continues to struggle. Holcomb was 0-for-4 with an interception in the second half. Roth was 1-of-3 for a 15-yard touchdown and an interception in the first half. So as a team, they're 1-of-7, 2 picks, 1 touchdown, 15 yards in the air, 113 on the ground, 128 yards of total offense for Centura. That is 7 first downs. They punted the ball 6 times tonight. They're going to average right at 35. 6 penalties for 50 yards, but they had 2 personal fouls there on the last drive that will inflate that number. 4 turnovers. That was the key tonight. And every turnover ended up with Ravenna starting in Centura territory.
Yeah, it's obvious you can't turn the ball over. And when you're coming in and you're probably, I'll say, the underdog or maybe not thought to win, and you start turning it over, that makes life really, really tough. And when you play an opportunistic team like Ravenna, they most generally make people pay for their mistakes. That's tough.
Well, we'll take a break and look at Ravenna's numbers after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Fake the handoff to Kine. Wants to throw. Out here in the flat, good man, complete. Osborne at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Centura. A 15-yard touchdown pass into the hands of Lucas Kine to get him on the board. So when we've seen it, that's what Centura did to get the ball game to 26-6 at the half. Ended up getting it to 26-12 before Ravenna won it 34-12. Here's the numbers that I had at the football game for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Pretty balanced, and again, we'll joke about it a little bit, but this passing game and Blake Cremosta could make the difference for this young football team, because we've never seen him throw the ball like they did tonight. Tom Siskowski, before getting knocked out midway through the fourth quarter, 10 carries, 26 yards. Josh McQuiggan came in, 3 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. Chance Bach, 1 carry, 1 yard. Josh Boardman, 8 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown. And Gator shot, 1 carry, 9 yards. Quarterback Blake Cremosta led the team in rushing, 15 carries, 86 yards, and a touchdown. 38 rushing attempts, 184 yards on the ground. Cremosta threw the ball mostly in the first half when he was 7 of 12, 1 of 2 in the second half, 8 out of 14, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns in the ball game, 140 yards in the air, 184 on the ground, 324 yards of total offense tonight for Ravenna, 16 first downs, punted the ball 3 times for an average of 34 yards, had 1 turnover, that was a fumble on a punt return, did have 8 penalties for 58 yards in the game, so that's probably a little too much for Coach Hudson's crew, but everybody got into the action tonight. Blake Cremosta, 30-yard touchdown run, Josh Boardman, a 1-yard touchdown run, Cremosta hit Chance Bach on a 4th and goal from the 14 for a 14-yard touchdown. One play drive, Cremosta hit Gage, a shot of a 34-yard touchdown pass, and in the final score, McWiggin took it in from 25 yards out with 8:04 to go, which made the final score 34-12 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays, who will be back in action next week on the road at Blue Hill, while Centura goes home to play Thayer Central. And Larry, Ravenna, both teams seem to play a good defense at times, but both teams also had some yardage tonight. Ravenna just seemed to fall into a little bit of a lull there in the second half, and Centura finally got a little something going with their freshman quarterback and Travis Holcomb.
Yeah, that's what I think. When you say fell into a lull, I think that was just a total lack of focus, in a sense that they lost concentration on what they were doing. And you see that happen from time to time with a high school kid. I think when those kids went into the half, they knew that they'd pretty well done whatever they wanted to do in the first half. And when they came back out in the second half, they didn't have that intensity it had left.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits in a moment, and then we'll swing it over to our Friday night scoreboard show. We'll be back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Well, some pretty exciting football action throughout the area tonight. Stay tuned for the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show with Skip Berry, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson. They'll be talking with some area coaches, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, recaps of all 3 Hastings games tonight, as well as Kearney Catholic Central City, and a recap of our Ravenna Centura game as well over the next 90 minutes from the Classic Hits Studios in Kearney. Next Friday, Amherst Shelton, ESPN 1460, Minden Kearney. Hardy Catholic here on Classic Hits 98.9. We've got volleyball on Tuesday, the annual get-together by Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic, where for the first time probably ever, Kearney Catholic will be the favorite in this. Gets underway at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Larry, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think tonight was a great football game in the sense that you saw, you know, a program that's really been very, very good recently and a program that's been very, very poor recently. Both moving in a different direction. Ravana's come down from where they've been, still very competitive, but Centura's really moved up from where they've been, and it's nice to see, really, on both sides of the ball. Having taken a few beatings from Coach Hud, it's kind of nice to see them not be where they were.
Well, you take a look at this ball game tonight, too. Even after the two turnovers, it's 12-0. But Ravenna finds a way to convert fourth and goal at the 14. Centura knocks it down or gets that play to go in their favor. Even though they're deep in their own territory, that's when they kind of started to move the ball. And then turn it over again, a 34-yard pass went to a Gator shot. Let's hear that highlight. Twins to the left, Kramosa takes the quick snap, cross back to pass, rolls to his left, throws it as far as he can for Gator shot, is behind the corner, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. And that was what the finishing touch was of the first half for Ravenna, 26-0, and they were able to keep a comfortable lead the rest of the football game. So Blake Kramosa throws for 140 yards and two touchdowns, runs for 86 and another touchdown as Ravenna down center 34-12. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports, get your game on by keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You can be better equipped for the games you play. It's never too early to start thinking about wrestling and basketball. They'll take care of you this winter at Misco Sports. Again, for Stacy Johns and for Larry Baker, we'll see you next week, man.
Can't wait. Minden Kearney Catholic.
We'll see you next Friday night. This is Doug Duda from Ravenna saying thanks to the sponsors and all the fine folks at Ravenna, including Athletic Director Paul Anderson. Again, the final score, Ravenna 34, Centura 12. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.